a little bit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and welcome to the show. We're here on a Blog Talk Radio. We're going to play another song for you real good to get you in a good mood called Be Good to Yourself by Journey. So, hey, I'm tight. That's really cool. Come on, do it. Well, the situation, we're having trouble, a little technical difficulties here, which is driving me up the walls all freaking night. I guess we got some energy going here, so hold up in there, guys. We're going to do our little thing here. Trying to reset some things there on the computer. This could really drag up the walls, too, as well. So let's play that song again. Let's push and see what happens.
I'm hanging on.
how you guys doing? It's going to be one of those great nights. We got a lot of people in the queue, so there we're going to get to that whole thing too as well, and then we're going to sit and go over some things real quick. This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio, which is actually, we changed the show now. It's actually called Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. So welcome, and if you are looking for Psychic X Journeyman, you found the place. Want to give us a call here. Give a call at 646-721-9031. We also like to advertise HemiSync on this show, too, as well. HemiSync CDs. These CDs are fantastic for meditations on any kind of issues or anything that you have in illness, as in sleeping problems, sexual problems, anxiety, those kind of things. These CDs are great for that. Or just looking for a nice meditational CD, that's good, too. So just go to www.hemisync.com. And also, if you're a person who's into subliminal CDs, then go to a company called BrainSync. They have some really great ones. Technology is really great now. It's like really been upgraded. So check that out too. To go to www.brainsync.com. So we're hoping that these guys are going to be quiet for a while so we can actually get this done. We've got some crazy neighbors. So we're going to plow through it and see what we can do. I'm going to sit here and sometimes with the situation, all this thing keeps spinning around and we're trying to get some things to work out here. That can drive you crazy when your switchboard has a tendency to freeze up. Especially when it hasn't been doing anything, it's been freezing up all day on the computer. So take it one step forward. Just get on with it. We have a lot of spinning going on here. Come on. All right, let's go and see what we can do here. You were talking, I think the last couple of weeks we've been talking about a lot of things about relationships, and we're trying to put things together there too as well. And it seems like relationships are very important, and it seems like the energy right now for relationships in general seems to be the one thing that's taking the forefront. But like I tell everybody else, one thing you need to do is you need to really look at the situation as in always follow your heart, and you can't go wrong. Some people think they get in trouble when they do that, but that's not true. It's the idea of realizing what's taking over at that moment. Was it the head? Or was it the heart? Those are the things you need to look at. So if you're in your head and you're thinking, okay, I thought a lot about things like this, if you're thinking, more than likely you are in your head, not your heart. So therefore you're not following your heart. It can be a misconception sometimes.
Hey, Lee.
Okay. All right. This is really getting on my nerves. Why this is not working. Okay. About ready to just jump out the freaking window on this one. Let's try it again. That's everybody. Let's look at the situation. And I'm just saying they have a little bit of patience with what's going on. We are coming up on a full moon, I think, too, as well. A lot of energy there. Let's clear it out. Do it one more time. So, I'm going to sleep there. Okay, guys, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And bear with us as we're trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Things should be working fine. Can't figure out why they're not. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's give it more try. Let's open up and relax and open up the situation and see what the heck is going on. All right. Let's get back to the studio. What do you say? No, we're just talking about the situation and some things that have to do with relationships and that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you have a question on anything, just give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. I'm going to try. 8 these freaking things to work. What the heck? Anyway, now we're getting some... All right. Let's go over this whole thing again, see what happens. What I'm going to try to do is play some music here real quick, see what's up. See if that works. For some reason, I can't understand why nothing's working. All right, here we go. Let's see, I think y'all will be an angel tonight. Let's see if we can do this. Good.
When nothing goes my way, and late nights turn to days, I spend my life in and out of trouble. And everywhere I turn, I never seem to learn. I'm helpless.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to sit here and go over some things. We're talking about the angels and working with the angels and that kind of stuff, of asking for them to protect the show and to actually clear out all the technical difficulties right now we're having. And while we're waiting for the computer to clear itself up, because I'm trying to actually click on to take calls, and for some reason it's not working, so we're rebooting right now. So let me read this to you real quick. It's a nice meditation for the angels and relationships. Basically, it goes like this. We've read this before, but take it in. It says, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are, what they've done. For I see only the spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self, and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share. We read at this moment as being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything, or how I love, love. If you look at the situation, just as that meditation itself, basically what we're doing it's one of the things you can do every day. It's the idea to explain to yourself every day to help have angels, God and angels to help you to do just that, to love and respect everyone unconditionally. And to love more every day. So this would be a good meditation for us to do that. That's the idea of what starts off basically saying, today I have some love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done, which you put that in perspective. We have a lot of things with certain people we don't like, and situations, exes, and that kind of thing, putting them in perspective. To love unconditionally, no matter who they are or what they've done. Then we have the part here that says, for I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. So it's definitely a reflection that you're trying to present to everybody else, and therefore reflects back to you. So we're sitting here going, okay, well, guys, see you guys later. You gonna be here tomorrow? All right.
Do not turn down.
All right, guys. And then with the situation, we're talking about the idea of looking within. You know, it's like, I love the completeness, I am, which means the I am, the God, which is the selfhood God we all share as our eternal reality, which reality is to unconditionally love, to follow your heart, always. We're bringing up we're trying to get some things going all right now. Hopefully the switchboard works better than it did before. I think it's going to be a whole lot better, a lot more productive and the kind of things so we can actually get this done. Which is kind of crazy in itself. But you said a little bit of a situation where it talks about looking within to this magnificent self, which is you, and looking at the situation and what's really going on. All right? We're still waiting for some things to happen here. So we're going to start taking some calls, and everything is going to work just fine. So let's go into our first caller. I do not understand this. I can do everything on this freaking ass thing, but I cannot get this freaking thing to work. I can play music, which is pushing buttons as well. Oh, shoot.
Well, you will. I put in that thing to it. You feel like that,
Okay, you're going to stay with me.
Get back here.
I do not get this. This is crazy. Why is it not working? Everything else works. Hmm. Okay. She's looking at the situation and say, is anybody there? Area code 708, 718. Can you hear me? All right. Okay, why is it doing this? Come on, work. This is really crazy. Freaking bitch, Mom. This thing is crazy. I swear, I'm sick of the whole damn thing with when you try to do something on here. For some reason, it's not doing it like it's supposed to. Well, we wish we'd, Let us try this again. So we can get something to come up here real quickly and clearly. All right. Well, shoot. Doing that song. Nice song until we get this thing figured out.
What are you doing?
Trying to get this freaking switchboard to work. For some reason, it won't do anything that it's supposed to do, but everything else seems to work fine. I feel like making a complaint to Block Talk Radio, because every time we get on the freaking thing, there's all this technical stuff that keeps going on. I mean, when everything else is working fine, there's got to be something on their part of the whole thing, too, as well. It's getting really crazy because I've got people on the line who are wanting to call, want questions, want to talk, and I can't get the freaking damn button to work. I figure out what the heck's wrong with it in the first place. So it keeps showing I'm logged in, and it says that I'm not logged in. Crazy stuff. Let's all try to figure this one out. What's it? 386. Anybody there? Anybody hear music out there? This is getting really crazy. Mom, I got it.
Can we find no other way?
Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show. We're here also here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going on this one meditation with the angels and relationships. And I think it's one of those things we're trying to recover here, the idea of really being a little upset with this whole situation, with this system not coming up here, because it seems like everything else works fine, except for I can't get anything to click on the switchboard. So always be patient with me. I'm sure we can figure it out, and we'll get it taken care of. And I was going to go over this meditation I was talking about, where I talked about today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friends, regardless of who they are or what they've done. I think we should try to do that with everything we can, even with the idea of certain things and systems and stuff that are not working. Just to send that kind of love out there will definitely correct everything and every situation. So basically, I think we should all do that. And today, I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. So it's the ideal of seeing the truth and seeing who you really are and seeing that in everybody else, too, as well. So therefore, you won't let their actions dictate who they really are, because basically they're just their actions that are basically manifested through the fears that they have that they haven't faced yet. So therefore, they're lashing out in some sense of the word, so we just need to look at the situation. The same thing here, which is, I love the completeness I am, showing that the idea of understanding and seeing the truth is you see the completeness of pure unconditional love of following your heart and realizing that God is whole, so therefore you are too. And then we go to the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. So the idea of eternal reality means just that. The reality is the truth, is the ideal of living in a state of love. You know, we have a lot of people who say you can't live on love. That is so much BS of people living so much in the world that they just can't see past the illusion. You know, you look at the situation here and it's like looking within to this magnificent self and saying, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And then putting yourself in a state of that kind of thing, I guarantee if you can say that to yourself, you will definitely attract the person you're supposed to be with, and you will have no problem of expressing that to them yourself. It's an interesting situation to look at things through the heart and realize that if you would have been doing it from the time on, that things could have been different. But then again, you learned how to do that, so therefore everything happened for a reason, like it was supposed to. So we look at the situation, and then we're able to basically do the next part. I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. We realize the connection, the bond that we have to the whole world, that we're all connected. We're all from the same source. And then you can go and say to yourself, I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measures. So basically, what you put out, you get back. So if you're not giving and giving and giving and giving, then you wonder how come you're not getting anything. It's the idea of, well, you're really giving in the right sense of the word. Some people say, I give all the time. But it's the intent behind the giving that's the important. That is important to the outcome of getting that bountiful measure to come back to you. Say to yourself, I'm worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. Because a lot of people have a tough time doing that, because realistically, if you have someone coming up here and who keeps doing things like, I don't know, when you sit there and look at the situation, some people don't understand that in the process of not receiving gifts, then you are not accepting the love of others. If somebody gives you something, a check for $1,000 or $25,000, but just come up and do these things out of just wanting to help you out, and you refuse to take it, you're not accepting it in love. You're letting pride stand between you and what could be the solution. So we're just taking a look at the situation for what it is. Okay, and then we sit and look at the next part. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. Like I said before, this falls in the same category of exes, you know, people that have been in our life that maybe no longer are in our life because of the things they've done to us. It's to look past the illusion, to realize that they were acting out of fear, and nobody was doing anything to us or to us, against us, about us. It's one of those things of realizing that these people were just acting out because of the fears that they were not facing at the time. And that's the important part, to look at the situation for what it is. Just that. You see what I'm saying? Focus on that and realize every time you sit and talk about your ex in an unfavorable way or anybody, you are not a loving and caring person at that moment, so you're not giving unconditionally. So this could actually be causing a block in your life. So the way to correct that is to see that person, because that realistically you still love that person. Maybe you're still holding some resentment because you think you made a mistake. Look at the situation. It happened. It unfolded. It's not something that's no longer part of your life. But as long as you keep rehashing it, it is. So therefore, it could create a big block from you acquiring exactly what you want. All right? So you just sit and look at the situation. Say, God, you know, God and the angels, put out the energy and say, forgive me. Forgive me for everything I've done, and put it out there in the situation. I guarantee you'll see some really good things going on. And actually, also tell yourself, as you're focusing on the things that you're trying to manifest, tell yourself, I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my super mind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. And that's the truth, you know. When you sit there and look at these situations, you do. Until you get to that point of realizing that just how powerful being you are, you know, being one and same with God is the idea of looking at the situation. A lot of people sit there and think they're not worthy, but you were always made worthy. It's just the idea of accepting it. And looking at the situation of saying, I'm not going to be too powerful to actually hurt people. And maybe if you are in a situation, if you're thinking those things, I almost can almost guarantee you won't. You're always thinking about that. And if you think you will, this is another thing about angels and your guides and God and all the things that are with you to help you, could also help you with the fear that you don't want to be that kind of person. You want to be in a state of all forgiving and loving and unconditionally respecting everyone that comes across your path. I think if you put it in that perspective, you'll get things done. And you won't misuse any kind of powers that you have. Just because people have, they're also on a different path and learning something about themselves to realize that they're not tapping into their powers. No, shape, sense of the word, are they tapping into their powers? Because if they were, they wouldn't have to misuse something along the way. They would understand that they have the power just to speak, and it is done. Therefore, the people who misuse it are going from a different state of mind, which if you sit and look at the situation, we did say mind, but they're more in their head about the situation than anything else. What do you think they need to do that? Why do they think they need to do that? Good question. We're not sure. All right. We're going to go and do some calls. Area code 386, welcome to the show. Welcome, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just had a little bit of problems there. It was ticking me off just a little bit. It seemed like it was kind of really, I could actually see the buttons on this thing on this switchboard. I could play music, but for some reason I couldn't get to click on people to bring him on the air, and I was just like, what the heck is going on? Everything else seems to work. So let's see what we're going to do. And how
okay.
can we help you?
Well, I have some issues with my back and my neck, and I have pain in my back constantly, and I was being seen by a specialist. And while my specialist, he was on vacation, I was seen by the physician assistant, and we kind of bumped heads where he didn't feel like I needed to be treated. But I had asked to be seen by the doctor and not the PA anymore because it came off kind of rude to me. So while the doctor was on vacation, he kind of discharged me as a patient, and I wanted to know if you see me being, accepted back with my doctor once I have a chance to talk to him, or if I would need to find another doctor that would treat me for the pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I always sit and say, take it back a notch. You know, the ideal of being, in some sense, the word rejected here is not being rejected. You have a person here who is acting out in their own fears, almost to the point where it's almost like, I don't know what's wrong. Therefore, instead of getting into the situation, they went a different route. So you got to get it, you know, like focus and say, okay, someone's going to treat me. Look at this as a sign that you should definitely go somewhere else, because it seems like there's a lot of things with the situation of people who are wanting to... The picture I get with the situation is being taken advantage of. You need to go somewhere else. And it's almost like we don't really care, or there's no reason to even get into the situation or why they're doing what they're doing. It's the point, it's becoming a difficult situation, so therefore... I don't really feel like, in some sense of the word, you can really trust going there anymore, to the point where you'd be questioning things. And if you're questioning any kind of therapy or any kind of treatment you're getting, that kind of hinders the treatment in itself, because it's not just the doctor. See, it's like looking at a certain thing and realizing how it all works out. Like, go get surgery, right? They do certain things, but then it's up to your body to do the healing process, so they have nothing to do with that.
Right.
It's amazing how they... Yeah, so we sit here and look at the situation and going, some things should have been... diagnosed sooner, and there's other things that seem like they're just simple stress situations of certain things of your own fears that are manifesting in physical ailments, you know, back problems and shoulder problems, and I just keep getting this dark masses in certain places of certain things you're taking on. Seems like there's some kind of abuse that you've gone through that you've absorbed into your body too as well, that are actually being able to manifest in the physical ailments that are affecting you right now. So it's more of looking on a different format of looking more into a situation of spirituality, of certain things that you should need to cleanse your body, you know, chakra cleansings, and especially an aura, because a lot of things are absorbed into your aura, especially abuse. And I don't think we realize that the one thing that comes to mind very clearly is water treatment or water therapy. I've watched you showing people exactly what happens to water when it's subjected to negative and positive emotions. And it's amazing how the water will take on a sense of almost like snow, like snowflakes, when it's hit with positive emotion. But when it's hit with negative emotions, it looks like really something a bit like battery acid. Really, it's really deformity. And people don't realize that our bodies are like 96% water. So we take on, so these emotions that we're subjected to is why we have certain ailments that happen with our bodies, because they're absorbed into our bodies through those places. And usually where the subjective has been done, like people have problems with their teeth, which means that people basically have been verbally abusive to them. You know, problems with your jaws, ear problems, headaches. And then you have other places where people grabbed you like by the shoulder or something like that. They don't realize the ideal of those kind of things have a tendency to really go deep within us. Even after the physical part on the outside is healed, there's still that emotional part that's still part of it. That's part of our aura, chakras, and stuff like that. Absorb all those things. And actually get to a point where we can't function. So I'm just saying with you, it's like metaphysics. Find somebody with metaphysics. But, you know, like I said before, the situations, you should go where you feel like you should go. I mean, some people are on certain levels where they don't really trust, and they feel like they need to go to a doctor. I'm just saying you have to learn. If only you do some chakra clearings and find some material to help you do your own cleansings, so you can actually even find a better doctor, so you can learn how to trust your own senses. And that's what it's all about.
So knowing that I will have to find another doctor, but the fact that this the PA kind of overread the doctor's decision to treat me and discharge me right now, it'd be kind of difficult for me to find another doctor. But until then, you know, would I be able to say to the doctor, look, you know, me and the PA from the beginning kind of had an issue with my ailment, and, you know, whether I should be treated there or not, Would I be able to, you know, talk to the doctor and smooth things over
mm-hmm.
with him and get his decision to still treat me until I can find another doctor? Do you see that happening, or if they're just kind of throwing me out the door and not even treating me anymore? Or, you know, basically, until I be able to find another doctor.
I just get the impression, the idea of not what they're going to do, what they're not going to do, or how they're treating you. It's the idea of a sign for you to get away from the situation and this practice.
Right.
I feel like
okay.
you make the decision to go in a different direction. The things you're looking for will present themselves to you. I don't see you being without a doctor for very long anyway. I'm just saying, when you find somebody, I don't know if you can do that or not around where you're at, but open up the door and see what happens. I went to a nice lady who actually had a great way of diagnosing things by actually asking the body what was wrong with it. And it really brought some forth.
I know that the medical assistant is going to call me in the morning, but they have to still, you know, treat me with the medications. They can't just stop, you know, abruptly. So, she's going to call me in the morning, but they wouldn't allow me to talk to the doctor to, you know, to tell my side of the story about what happened. The PA was just kind of being really nasty to me, and I requested not to see him in private anymore. I just kind of said to the medical assistant, you know, he was being rude, and I'd rather be seen by the doctor instead of him. And so, because they discharged me as a patient, she said that I may not be able to talk to the doctor about it. So I know I'm going to find a new doctor eventually, but, you know, like I said, it's kind of hard. So we don't see them treating me even, you know.
That's one of those things. Clear your mind. Take a deep breath. Take 3 deep breaths. And ask yourself to quit using the word hard. But that's putting emphasis on what you're trying to do, which is actually working against you. It's the idea, it's easy to find what you need. It's just the idea of opening the door to for it to happen in the way it's supposed to happen. If you choose that you want to continue working with this doctor for a while because you feel like you need to, then you do exactly what that's where you're being led to go, where you feel the most comfortable. Until you find another doctor, I'm just saying what the guidance I keep getting is once you go back to the doctor, you'll probably, it's just the idea of being pulled into that, because for some reason people don't care how they're treated by doctors. They have a tendency to sit there and respect them anyway because of their position, not realizing that you're also dealing with another human being just like yourself. And more likely, if he's really feeding into the medical part and the technology and even the idea of looking at you and trying to prolong anything in the situation of treating you, he's not in a spiritual sense, I guess you would say. He's more materialistic. He's thinking about more how it fits and how it works for him.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying with the situation, just looking at things like that and say, okay, the ideal medication. People say, you know, you can't just stop it abruptly, but a lot of people have done that. They sit there and focus and they follow their guidance and what they need to do. Not realizing the body will sit there and if it's given the chance to do so, it can heal itself. It's just the ideal of knowing how to do that. A lot of times it's just the ideal working with your angels to sit there and go, okay, how are we going to do this? And being led to go and do what you got to do. I mean, to sit there and look at situations that are twice as bad as yours and watching people walk away from these things. I mean, I saw the one thing I loved the most about The Secret was that one story in there where the guy crashed his plane. I mean, he basically, his diaphragm was destroyed. He couldn't breathe on his own. He couldn't feed himself. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't even walk, nothing. I mean, it was just really a mess. And he decided that he was going to set a goal and he was going to meet that goal no matter what. And he put things in perspective. He said he started listening to the voices as he felt like they were like the angels talking to him and telling him to do certain things and to follow through with those things. And it's almost like to understand that they're not going to lead you in any kind of direction that's going to hurt you. And this guy did the same thing, like with the breathing. I mean, they were telling him his diaphragm was destroyed, so there was no way he should have been able to breathe. But he sat there and told himself to do just that, and he breathed and breathed. And then in weeks, he was actually taking off a respirator, which kind of baffled everybody. because he wasn't supposed to do that. The idea of even walking, they didn't think he'd ever walk again either, because basically everything was broken up. But it was like, I don't know how long this took. I think it was around, I'm kidding, like 6 months. But he had a goal of walking out of that place by Christmas, by December. He wasn't exactly walking out, not looking like he was shaking all over the place, but he did walk out of there on Christmas. Well, it was actually in December. So when you see things like that, it gives you a little courage to realize, what can I really do in the process of healing myself? And sometimes it's just the idea of listening and focusing and realize the body heals itself anyway. It's just your thinking processes and the way you've been taught, well, certain things have a tendency to work against you. I'm just saying with the situation, we're going to sit and go on some other callers, but I'm just saying with your situation, the idea of finding an alternative and making that decision to do so, I think I just get this impression it's going to fall in your life a whole lot quicker than you think. It's just the idea that don't put yourself in a situation of trying. You take trying out of your vocabulary. Can't is out of your vocabulary, and it's hard out of your vocabulary. Every time you come across something that you think is hard, look at what you're saying and try to turn it into a positive affirmation. Like most people say, I can't find a job. You just sit here and say, I have a job, which I am going to have coming to me next week whenever you want it. Same thing with the idea of the doctor. It's just the idea of opening up and saying, okay, it's going to be hard. No, it's easy. I just have to put myself in a state of mind that everything is positive and one will come to me. Something like that.
Okay.
You'd be amazed what happens, okay? I'm just saying, which, if you want to continue working with this one doctor, then you have to go where you need to think you need to go. It's just one of those things of giving you an alternative of something you should try. Because with the situation where you're at, it seems like, in some sense of the word, that people are kind of like taking advantage of you and not really treating you well.
Right, yeah.
So there's some things that you need to take into consideration too as well. In the process of, it's like looking like this, okay? If one person respects you, that's one moment you're disrespecting yourself. So any kind of thing that happens that points out to that kind of abuse of any kind of thing, even on the smallest level, there was someone disrespecting you and pretty much putting, you know, just not looking at you as a person, then in some sense of the word, you feel the same way about yourself. You feel less worthy. And a lot of people do that when they're going to doctors because they feel like they're not a perfect being. They have an ailment wrong with them. And that's the whole idea with situations. Well, I don't go to doctors because doctors have a tendency to reinforce that. Not all, but most.
I have one more quick question. Just really quick, it's about relationship. I am looking forward to seeing this young man. He's new, but he's having some issues. So I'm wondering if that is a just kind of a sign that, you know, because I know that in people's life, you know, nothing is, you know, sometimes things happen or whatever, but he kind of, you know, confided in me and told me some really bad things that happened to him. But, you know, we're supposed to, you know, connect, go on a date or whatever, and I'm wondering if it's okay to still go ahead knowing that, you know, he got all these things going on with them or whatever.
Okay. What I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to...
They don't have anything to do with me. It's just like, okay, let's just say me and you had planned a date for the weekend, and you call me and say, hey, you know, I just got my house broken into, and, you know, that kind of put me in a bad predicament, but I'm still going to come and see you. I still want to connect with you. And then on my end, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this guy has, you know, all these things going on, you know, should I just kind of not, you know, So
it's one of those situations where you need to walk away from the whole thing until he gets his life straightened out before he does anything. Just the idea of saying that he had some dealings with somebody else who basically hurt him, that kind of stuff, something he needs to deal with. Because I just get the impression, it's like looking at things going, okay, I really don't feel like there's any kind of any way that you can really communicate with a person like this until they communicate with themselves. And the idea of telling you I'm having problems would make you wonder why he's even telling you those things in the first place. In the process, you should be working with him. Maybe why these things happen. I think it's one thing we need to really do, look at the situation and ask ourselves one question. What did I do to get this outcome? A decision, a thought, manifested that to happen. Even if we don't want to admit to it or not.
Right.
It wasn't like we had a substitute person that day making decisions for us. Yeah, we had a situation today, it's like looking at my friend who has a tendency to take on the way of the world. The idea of wanting to know about the boyfriend and what they're doing, what they're not doing. It's like looking at the situation of dating somebody and the situation you're in. The person chooses not to really tell you a lot, except for dropping bombs on you. So it's just like making a decision and say, do you really want to be a part of that? Because it's like you're wanting to have a relationship with somebody. You don't want to be a therapist. And the first time you stop to analyze a situation, you became a therapist.
Yeah.
So the thing I keep getting is you need to let go and move on. And another thing is we have a tendency to get caught up in the situation of hurting people's feelings, not realizing that when people do get hurt 9 out of 10 times, it's because you just spoke the truth and they're just not willing to deal with it. Not that they can't. They're not wanting to. There's a difference. Because if it happened, it played itself out just like it was supposed to, and that person was supposed to hear just what happened. So it's the idea, what are they going to do with it? Are they going to sit there and get mad at you? Which 9 out of 10 times when people get mad at you, they're not willing to look at you and to accept the truth. That's why they get mad. Most time people get angry, because when you get angry with people, they have a tendency to back off. But it also is a reflection to you that you're angry because of what you want. And they're angry at you and pushing you away, because that's what? They want the same thing you want too. It's just the ideal that you... they're not willing to allow themselves to let go and go with the flow. So therefore, they're not coming to you at that moment. That's why you need to let go of it until they do. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So that's what I'm saying to you. You have a lot of things you got to deal with yourself. So therefore, you're busy cleaning up your own yard. So therefore, you don't need to have someone else come in it and bring their stuff and have a yard sale.
Right. That would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much. That made a lot of sense.
Thank you. Okay. As always, I tell everybody to give us a call back, give us an update on the situation and stuff and what's going on in your life. And also, if you think about getting a reading, to get you a full reading. This is just the top, but this is like the tip of the iceberg. So, get you some time to yourself, and I would schedule one of those. I think a past life reading would be really good for you.
Okay.
I tell people, look at your budget, tell me what it is, and I guarantee we can work with you. Okay.
All right.
All righty. Well, you have a fantastic night.
You too.
Thank you, and thank you for the call. And you have a good night. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Don't you love it? You look at the situation of the internet and the spinning circle. You try to look at it as a nice thing, not getting so caught up in the whole situation, but it can drive you crazy. And plus, it's even the streaming left, too. It's like, I don't know, it's almost like being in the Twilight Zone here. On my thing, it says I have 3 hours and 54 minutes. Which it started out at 4 hours left in the show. And I was like, because when it goes in red, I think Yeah, but I mean, no. I have no idea. I know it's just messed up. So we're sitting there trying to go over the whole thing again and again and again. So, really trying to get those things going on. It's driving me nuts. All right, area code 718. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
This is Lisa. How are you? That's a long name. All right. So how can we help you out tonight?
Basically a work situation. I've been looking for work for quite some time, and I actually applied for a new writing position. And I kind of wanted to see what you pick up from me with that. That's my first question about it.
You have a work situation.
Yeah, it's a new position. I just applied for a writing job. I mean, if you see me getting it or if you see me getting a different job.
The impression I get is I see you being there for a while. I actually see it being a good experience for you. But the idea of something you're thinking that you should go somewhere else, it's like the idea of looking at what's going on. I feel like you should sit there and look at the situation and put yourself in a position of what you really want to do. It's like, it looks like you have this, I'm not judging it enough, I'm just saying from my pickup with you, it just seems like there's this thing where you feel like you have to do something, you know? And it's like putting yourself in a situation of relaxing and saying, okay, what do I really want to do? And being able to relax means the idea of being able to go in that direction too. Because I've seen so many people that I've actually worked with and things I've heard through the two things I've worked with, of people getting jobs and positions that they never even applied for. You see, it's one of those things of putting out the universe and telling, you know, realizing that too. And possibilities are possibilities.
Okay, you said I'll actually be there for a while, so you're referring to the new position I just applied for?
What's that?
You're referring to the position I'm talking about, the new one. Because I currently have a writing job that's just not working out at all.
Okay, the working job is not working out at all. Why not?
No, because it pays really low, and right now I'm going back and forth with my last paycheck because the owner of the publication hasn't sent me my check yet. So we've been going back and forth, and she's been telling me, oh, you know, banking issues, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, are you kidding? So, you know, and it's funny because I wanted to resign a month before I wrote the last article that I wrote. And I'm like, I can't even get my check. So, you know, it's just back and forth. And I'm trying to get, actually, I will be getting out of that situation very quickly. I just want my check. So, yeah, I'm trying to use that one to start something different. And I'm just, you know, I've been putting energy into doing something different for quite some time now. I just kind of want to see, like, what you pick up about, I guess. You said that you see me there for a while, but, I guess, when do you see me starting this job or any new job?
Okay. I'm just trying to... So you have a writing position, but you also have another job you're starting?
Yeah, that's not a full-time position. It's something, I write a column every 3 months, and that's basically the only work that I've gotten all year. And it's not a stable income.
I'm just sitting looking at the situation going, okay, it's not a stable income. How could it be a stable income? I keep getting the situation of structure. You know what I'm saying? How we put this, like, look at the situation, what's important here? The idea of working. Why is working so important to you?
I like to move forward, and I don't like to stand still. I mean, I like to contribute to the world. That's basically how I am.
Okay, with the contributing, you're also focusing on financial reimbursement too as well, correct?
Yes, because I actually do volunteer work, but I do need to pay bills, so I actually need to have a paying job.
Okay. I just was saying, like, the ideal.
Yes, the ideal is financial stability, financial independence.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just the term that comes to me is do what you love and the money will follow. It's the ideal of doing it in a loving way. Like, almost like the ideal of the situation you're in right now becoming something more. Not the ideal of the situation, but the job itself. Like, you're writing this column and stuff, and you just feel like it's going to become more. Even the ideal of things spinning opposite. So it's the ideal of looking past the illusion of what's happening now. That's what you're talking about, the ideal of finances. It's not really cutting the whole thing. And the ideal of focusing on how could it be. For example, when I focus on getting readings and stuff like that, it's the ideal. People say, well, go get a job. It's the ideal. What is the real solution? It could be the ideal. Why don't you have the finances coming in? Because if you go out there and do all the things that people say you should do and the idea of getting another job, if it's a situation where it's something within yourself that's causing the lack of limitations, that's what needs to be looked at. Because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what you do. It'll keep continuing to happen because your inner world basically reflects how things happen on the outer world. So
mm-hmm.
there's things not falling into place. It's the ideal of taking some time. And a lot of people say they do. And I'm not saying they don't. But it's the ideal of saying, okay, maybe you are taking the time, but maybe it needs to go just a little bit deeper. And ask yourself with this situation, you want to contribute to the world. Well, before you're able to contribute to the world, you also have to contribute to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're willing to do that and say, okay, yes, I think I'm doing the right thing. Because the term that we used to do there for a while was like, hey, when you get paid, you always do something for yourself. Not the idea of paying a bill. It's the idea you do something for yourself. Because some people
mm-hmm.
think, well, I'm paying my bills, my rent. That's doing something for me. No, that's actually part of shelter and security.
Yeah. Well, I guess for me, with the money part of it, I actually want to build my business. So I want to build my website. I want to put into the things that I love, you know, to build, to work for myself and do what I love. And I'm only looking
okay.
for work that actually allows me to show my gifts, not just regular random work.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with what you're saying. But I'm not trying to get anything mundane that I don't want to be doing.
It takes away from your purpose.
Mhm. Exactly. But I feel like the person that I've been writing for, it's been over 2 years, and now I just feel like they're at a point where they're taking advantage, and I don't feel that's healthy for me.
Why sit here and say that to defy reality is the idea of looking at things where you have a person who goes to a private school and they want to get their kid in, and he doesn't get in because his birthday fell short of the due date. And then you have the people are basically going in the worldly sense and saying, well, this is what we do things and we don't change. And then the parents are like focusing the whole time on seeing their child going to that school, even to the point of going up and seeing the owner, and the owner even going and questioning and saying, well, you know, why not? I go to a board, just ask the board. But the board, and we never change our policy, so I know they're not going to change, but I will ask. The guy asked, he came back scratching his head and said, I don't know why we're doing this. We're going to let your child go to our school. And it defied everything. And that's the whole thing of what you're willing to do. And we don't sit here and say, you know, do dishes and stuff like that. We're saying, what are you willing to do? It's the idea of fixing and looking at yourself and, you know, the work itself. The part I call the sweating part. The work itself is the ideal of making sure the subconscious mind is clear and open. The other night I was actually on the show, and I remember talking to this lady who was talking about when you're manifesting, what exactly do you do? And I said, well, in my situation, in my life, I focus on these things that I work for. Of always being busy. I've always seen myself always being successful and always having that money coming to me and getting it through my head. That there was a guy in the Bible named King Solomon who was one of the richest men in the world. Basically, to this day, he was one of the richest men in history. He was also a very religious man. He was very spiritual. And he basically followed God's rules and laws to the letter. Okay, so if you sit and look at the situation of a man who is king, who is the richest man in history, wouldn't it give you the indication that money is okay? Because here's a man who had it all. And he lived very well, very long life and that kind of stuff, to the point where people still talk about him. So therefore, it's a situation of a person who was putting himself out there. But I know for a fact when I do my work, it's like when I focus on working on a random and working on Keen and working on my sites and that kind of stuff. I mean, my website that I haven't paid a dime for. I went to a company, found this one company who actually said, well, we have these free websites. I'm like, okay, I've heard this before. But then I sit here and focus and said, no. This focus and say that, instead of say, what if it's not? What if it's everything that I need and everything falls into place just by finding this one key? So I sit here and did it. And it was kind of funny, too, because I found it to this guy that I don't like him. I just don't like some of the things he does. I think some of the things that he does are unethical from the things that I know. But it was kind of funny that I sit there and thought about it, and I said, he's always doing all kinds of stuff. I just have a funny feeling that he might actually have a website, too, because he was taking donations. And so I did it. And sure enough, he had this website that I went to, and I said, this is a nice free website. And I went on there, and I developed this website, and people have been asking me, you know, how much money did it cost your website? And I said, this might sound crazy, but there's more blood, sweat, and tears in that than there is actually money. So I found these things, and they all fell into place for me to increase business and do everything like that. And the one thing is, as long as I do the work, too, as well, they always seem to be bringing this stuff in. I've asked the same question to myself, too, because, like, in your situation, I feel like I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. So there I feel like I should also have the income coming. Someone's calling me? Okay. So I sit there and I start looking at those things too, and I start looking at the situation and knowing the fact that when I try not to do this work and I get away from it for a while, there's always something or someone who brings me back to it anyway. To me, it's a pure example of knowing exactly what you're supposed to do with your life because you keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you think you should walk away and work a real job, as I say. And when you've always seen that the real job has a tendency to get you get in trouble because you're doing readings or palm readings or something. So you sit there and go, well, I wasn't making the finances. So I sit there and thought about it for a minute. And I said, after all the teachings I've done, I got to listen to myself as I'm doing what I'm doing that points out things to me. I need to go inwards, because I've been telling people the same thing, right? You sit here and say, I told you, it's like we need to go within ourselves to find out what the blockages are that are keeping us from those financial things, especially when you feel like you know this is what you need to do and you've always been guided back to do that. So it's the idea of being guided to go within yourself to find out why is it not so, because it all says that I should be reflecting just that back to me, and why is it not happening? I'm putting the love out there. I'm just constantly shooting there for a while. I was doing like six shows. So you do get kind of frustrated. But it's just finding out the things that you're not doing. And that's why I got so many books. Because it's just the idea of letting myself be guided to certain things. And I seem to acquire books all the time. And they all seem to make sense of all the things that I'm not seeing at the time. They fill in the blanks, you might say. It's like looking at the situation of this particular book, which is actually called Angel Energies by a guy named John Randolph Price. And in this book, it talks about clearing out cleansing, but it's also the idea of letting go of blocks. There's actually a part back in the back there. It talks about conversations with the angels themselves, where it's the ideal of listening. And there's one particular one that's actually talking about letting go of all the obstructions to realize God does not have any obstructions or obstacles or obstructions, so therefore he just continues to go forward. And the idea of trying to have the same attitude of releasing all attachments to the physical plane, break the chains that have bound you of certain things you're thinking about. And most of the time, looking at the situation of people's expectations, what they think you should be doing, this can work against you too. I always suggest that people, if you have trouble with your family, move 1,000 miles away. It can be difficult when you have certain people around you who keep pointing, they think they're doing something good for you by pointing these things out instead of just being supportive.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I guess I think that why I've been blocked is because I've stayed at that other position for the 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the real block.
Mm-hmm.
Because me wanting to leave, I had a really good feeling energetically when I decided that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the whole thing about realizations. You feel really positive about them. The one thing you have to do about when it comes to realizations too as well is when you have that realization at that time, that's when you're supposed to make the decision.
Mm-hmm. But what you said that you see me being somewhere for a long time and it'd be good for me. What were you referring to?
Actually, you got the writing going on, and you know, this is the position you started. They keep saying it's actually both. It's the idea of utilizing these situations. And I was looking at this meditation. It came to me real quick because I was going back to looking for another one. This one here seemed to stand out the most. And I was sort of looking at it saying, why would it stand out the most? And when I started looking at it, it's the idea of helping people understand the idea of what we're talking about, of opening up the doors for the impossibilities. And I was looking at this meditation. And basically, the first part of it says, "I am willing to accept unexpected, unusual, and astonishing happenings in my life. For I am not fearful of that which comes from God by the way of the angels." You realize that everything and any. Well, Senator Thomas, before I said, if you sort of take one thing off your mind, and that's ownership, to realize that you own nothing in this world. Because when you, as people say, when you leave, you don't take it with you. So therefore, basically, it's on loan. And if you read certain parts of the Bible, it all says that everything is supplied for you to have an abundant, prosperous life. So basically, what you're doing is just reflecting just that out to the world. So when people start getting to the point where this is mine, you start realizing that you can say that, but why? Why do you need to say the word, this is mine? It's usually traced back to an insecurity of someone's going to take something from you. And that's a fear and a threat. So therefore, when you sit and look at those situations, it could be one simple, small block. But it's the start of, you know, getting to the root of everything that's going on. And when I sit and saw that, a lot of us have one block that goes along with that. And that is, like, for example, we have a person, like I've seen this in metaphysics, where you have a person who has a shop, somebody walks through the door, they make some money, and they start wondering, will there be anybody else walking through that door again? So that's a fear of theirs of being unsuccessful that they need to look at. It actually opens up more prosperity within themselves. It's like the idea of the fear that I can't be successful at what I do, what I love to do, what I think I'm destined to do, which we hear a lot of this, especially when it comes to psychics and stuff like that, because supposedly we're not people supposed to be making any money at this, well, because of the gift. And the perspective of what gift means. Michael Jackson had a gift that he made millions off of. Okay? Look at the situation, too, their lives. One thing I saw the most, like with Michael Jackson and King Solomon and a lot of people, is all the money that they were making, they were also donating a lot to charities and actually giving back. And with the certain situations, like we do the show, we don't charge anything for readings and that kind of stuff. We actually pay for this. So, you know, in the sense of the word, it's an avenue to give back. And I just think when you do these situations, like I was saying before, I noticed that when the days that I make the most are the days I don't think about it. I just put it out there and say, as a day, I just want to reach a lot of people and do a lot of good work and do something really good as in giving back. And those are the days it seems like putting that kind of energy out there just brings back the same thing in return, no matter what. It's the idea of realizing one, too. Another block I've seen with people is they think that they have to have a job to have money. So therefore, with that kind of thinking, you cut off all the blocks, all the doors of other avenues for this money to come to you, not realizing it comes in many forms. My hand is like, yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, it's like opening yourself up to the incredible wonders of life and see what's going to happen. you're in a position to do what you got to do, and just focus on just that one thing, and whatever comes with it. I mean, we've been talking about doing psychic readings and stuff, but if you sit and look at the idea of my website, you'll see I do a lot of things, and those things were acquired through just doing the work, but other things came up that came along with it. There's other ways of finding out more gifts about yourself that have a tendency that stem off of the one thing you do. That's what I was saying before. I felt like it was the writing thing is just going to, a lot of things are going to stem off that. That's one thing that's one reason why that should not be given up. And then the other position is something that I feel like that one in particular is the one you'll be doing, you'll be working for a while, but only temporarily.
You mean the new publication?
Yes.
I responded to the person today about my rate. What do you see, I guess, them coming, not a number or anything, but what do you see them coming back to me regarding the rate I told them about, like what my rate is?
And that's what you want.
I'm sorry?
I said, and that's what you want, correct?
Yeah, I told them the range that I want, yes.
Mm-hmm. I really get the strong impression that you focus on you deserve it and opening up yourself to possibility for that, and yes, I can do that. I just get the impression they're going to do it.
They're going to say what? I couldn't hear you.
No, I said I feel like you'll get it, but it also takes you being nothing else.
It also says what? I'm sorry, I couldn't take anything else.
No, it says don't think of nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of the agenda and the outcome that you want. Hey, I sit there and I was in Colorado. I actually got a shop. Everybody says this shop goes for $300 a month. And I said, no, I'm only going to pay $150. And they go, well, it's gone for $300. So more than likely, I'm going to ask for $300. So I didn't listen to the world. I listened to me and my guidance, and they said, no. Go and ask for what you want. So I went and called the people and told them this is what I want to do. And they came back and said, okay. A lot of people were really baffled, too, because they were getting $300 out of that shop. I talked to a lot of people who actually used to have that place, and they were paying $300 a month. So when they actually came to me and asked me, how much you pay? I'm like, I don't want to know your business. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Then my angel said, no. Show people exactly when you ask for what you want, you can get it, as long as you believe it. Which it actually says in the Bible, for whatever you ask in prayer and believe, you will be, or have, and receive. So therefore, you do it. And the other thing I always go to, the one I like the most, is you have not because you ask not. So therefore, I ask for everything.
Yeah. I mean,
And I just feel like the situation here, too, is the idea of having confidence and saying, I want this kind of income, so therefore, it is. So be it, so it is.
Mm-hmm.
And just see yourself with that income. And what would you do with that kind of income? You would probably have already, it's like most people put a list of why they need to make so much. And then the best thing to do with the scenario, the visualization, is to actually see yourself doing just that.
Yep, because I've been trying to, you know, for a while, upgrade my site, and I really want to do it. It's going to help me with everything else I want to be doing, and that's something I want to dedicate time to, and just, you know, more health and wellness stuff, and just building that business for myself so I can be happy just doing what I'm meant to be doing. Do you see when they be getting back to me about working for them?
Yeah, I keep getting soon. Usually soon to me. I had a lady the other day who asked me about that too, about someone contacting her, and I said, I see it coming soon, if not today, and being really quick, and I guess the guy called her about 2 o'clock. So I see it happening, and it keeps saying soon, but you could expect something in a couple of days as well, too. But if you don't, it's something that, looking at the situation of your visualization, the world, you know, when the universe does certain things, they have a tendency to open up the doors, too, for you to focus and, how would we put this, regroup ourselves to get exactly what we want,
mm-hmm.
which means focus on your visualizations. I always tell people when you see 1111 or 111, that is there. That's basically what that says is it's a vortex of energy has opened up. So whatever you're thinking and focusing on, they have a tendency to manifest really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's also something to take, I guess you could use the word take advantage of. That whatever you're focusing and working on at that moment, that's the time to really see it.
Yeah.
And it's reality, because they say that if you see it within your imagination, therefore it exists. It's just, you know, letting go and letting down the resistance and detaching yourself, let it come and realize it's coming through you. You're the vehicle that's going to bring this to reality.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. I mean, this other job, the one I'm leaving, when do you see me receiving that check in the mail?
That's another thing, too. Use the same visualization.
The visualization. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The same technique.
I guess I'm trying to understand the situation at hand. Like, what do you, put it this way, what do you see is really going on with this person, the owner of the publication that's been delaying the check or whatever was going on with the check? What was going on there?
It's a guy, right?
No, it's a female. This is a female. The person that offer me, that's asking my rate about the new job, is a guy.
Okay.
The old job is a woman.
The old job is a woman. And she doesn't carry herself in any kind of shape or form of carrying herself like a man from time to time?
I don't know. I've never met her in person. We've just been corresponding.
All right. I get a person who is a... Actually, what I keep getting is a drunk and an absent-minded person.
Did you just say drunk?
Uh-huh. That was the impression I picked up. Huh?
That's really interesting.
I used to have a boss I worked for this one company. I would call him up sometimes, and I just knew that my check would be a couple of days late because I knew he was pretty wasted.
Okay.
And, you know, that was the first thing that popped in my head when you said that. But I also feel like the situation with the visualizations and the techniques, it also changes around too. But, you know, just look at the situation of, I did this with David too, what this guy was talking about. It was just the idea of focusing that my check would always be on time every week. After I had that whole thing, instead of feeding into what he was all about, it didn't matter. I could still manifest the situation of putting the energy out there where it could actually motivate people to do what they were supposed to do in the first place. And I've seen it happen so quickly, it was kind of crazy. I actually saw my income increase, too, at that company, too. I was making like $62 a week. All of a sudden, I went from that to almost $300 or $400 a week. And that was like in days. Of seeing that, like, well, we had to do so many minutes. And also I saw my minutes go from $400 minutes a week to almost over 1,400 minutes a week. You know, and it just seemed like it was just my focus and visualization. And just, I think realistically, too, with the visualization, the focusing on the whole thing, just helped me also to focus on seeing those goals fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of always wondering, what if? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think it's because I've been corresponding with her, and, you know, I always expect my check to show up by a certain time, and it just didn't. So I was just like, you know, wondering what was going on with the person, because I feel like you can visualize, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't control what other people are doing.
That's true, Beauty, but we can control the energy. Look at the situation of people who drink.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a lot of times it's because of things in their own lives, or maybe they're under stress and that kind of stuff. Sending out positive energy could actually correct those situations where, therefore, the stress is not there, so they're able to do their jobs. So, therefore,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't change them, but it gives the conditions so they can.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're changing the formula. Like I tell people before about astrology. Astrology, okay, the planet Myers is actually going to really screw with this. Only if you allow it to, because therefore I was reading the Bible, it talks about, and my spiritual books talk about, our birthright is dominion, which means we have whatever we say, the earth, the universe, basically has to do what we say. So therefore, you look at astrology, and they're saying, well, these planets are having this kind of energy out there. But I think it's almost like the weather. Some people listen to the weather not because, oh, it's a bad weather. It's the idea of seeing what's coming to prepare themselves for it, and they do things with their lives to get through it. They don't let it control them, like, you know, some people tell them, like, oh, we got tornadoes. Okay, let's go chase after them. They do a different thing. They seize the moment. They don't sit here and let the tornado intimidate them. They go out looking for it. So it's still, that's life. You know, it's like looking at the situation going, I say when opportunities present themselves, you follow through with them,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it takes you to. So therefore, you know, the whole thing. But I've seen a lot of things with situations. I mean, with my ex-fiance, I remember right before I got back with her, I wrote things in my journal. And when I would have problems where I would lose focus or faith, I would go back and read those things until I felt like it was firmly in my mind again. And it seemed like it made a difference. But I also noticed one thing, too, when we got back together. It was amazing about all the things that were in that journal that came true. And like you said before, we can't change people. All we can do is change within ourselves. But think about that. If we're changing energy and we're changing within ourselves, it changed the outer world too as well, whatever, whoever. And with that situation, I remember writing some things in my journal where I said, when we get back together, she'll be focused on getting married and we'll start looking at wedding dresses and we'll start thinking about putting a wedding together. And it was kind of funny. When we got back together, she looked at me, she goes, you know, I was thinking, you want to get married, right? Like, yeah. She goes, I'm thinking about this, go down and start looking at dresses and go to places. And we actually got her a wedding consultant and all these stuff. And it was all her idea. I was looking at my journal, I'm going, yep, I wrote that in there too, that she would be focused on getting married. And she
mm-hmm.
was. It was, I think what the problem was, to be honest with you, why it didn't last the way it was, and some things with Ray and that kind of situation was, I got into the relationship again and let myself be pulled back into...
Yeah, you didn't maintain your boundaries. That's very important. People have to learn that, to maintain your boundaries and just, you know...
When you feel something, you follow through with it. Like we're following through with all the opportunities that came along to get us there. We also have to do the follow through with opportunities to maintain it and what we need to do with the other person. Then there was a couple things that I should have done where it was just simply... the relationship got kind of abusive, which actually started from her, where it was like her getting angry, and remember one incident she grabbed me by the hair of my head and basically took her fist and just beat the hell out of me. And I tell people, you're a big guy, didn't hurt you. In what sense of the word?
Well, emotionally, I would think so.
Yeah,
emotionally,
so
and verbally, I would think she did.
Yeah, I looked at it. That's what I'm saying. I looked at everybody, I said, even if I sit there and look at this situation as in a very healthy, emotional person, or looking at this person, what she's doing to me, it still puts me in a state of, people don't realize that in some sense of the word, I wouldn't say hurt, but disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the situation going, okay, we just got back together, the things are going good, what happened? And there was at that moment, I think I should have called the police to show her, because she had this mentality that women are above that. They can do that because of what they've been through. Not realizing what you've been through is something you need to deal with and let go of in favor of having the good things you want. That's one thing she used to talk about, too. Why can't I obtain the things that I want? It's the idea of looking at your life and going, okay, why can't you? It's all about you. Why can't you obtain those things? Her biggest thing was she wouldn't hang on to her friends and family, which I think in some situations have to be looked at as, could that be also part of the old world, my old life? That need to be let go of too, because in the process of having fears where they're holding you back to obtain your goals, those friends, and a lot of times, have been attracted to you because of the fears and insecurities that you had. So therefore, when you change and want to change your life, the one thing I've seen the most is them latching onto them things even tighter.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's kind of defeating the purpose. But also it explains a lot. And sometimes there are certain things that have to happen with realization that we're a part of, too. We can't change them. No, we cannot. But like in that situation, something came over me and said, I need to call the cops to help her understand it doesn't matter if you're male or female. You can get arrested for assault. And I didn't do that. I didn't follow through. I was going to. It was just a strange statement I heard from what I was sitting there saying, why did you do that? And she said, well, you invaded my space. And I said, you know something? Guys say that are abusive. They might not say it in those words, but basically what they're saying is, you're in my space, I'm trying to deal with something, and you just got in the way. you know. And that we can look at it as right or wrong, but we're actually looking at people's fears of some kind of lack of control of their own lives, so therefore they try to control everything else. Maybe subconsciously or consciously, but it does happen. And with that situation, I sit here and look at her, and so I'm calling the cops. And she's, oh, really? So you're going to be thrown in jail? Of course. You just assaulted somebody. She goes, what's different? I'm a female. I said, how's it different? I said, I read the law. The law says when one human hits another human, assault. Where do you guys get this stuff? You know, like there's little inserts at the bottom. I didn't see those. And then she said, okay, you going to throw me in jail? Yes. She goes, so I guess you're going to throw my kids in. Put my kids in child services too, huh? Oh, no. I'm going to take care of your kids like I always have. That really kicked her off, too, because it was a spike. I didn't mean it that way, but she took it that way. So it means there was another insecurity or fear of her own because of not being a good mother, which she knew she wasn't being because of the things that she was doing, which we won't go into that whole part. But it's just how those fears have a tendency to mobilize people where they want to sit there and try to do the same thing to other people with their thinking and insight, thinking you can't do nothing. All that's doing is it's reflecting through them of the things they don't think they can do. So they have to denounce you and say, you can't do that. Make them feel, at that moment, superior. So they don't have to look at the insecurities or the things that they don't think they can do, which is crazy, but
yeah,
all the things you got to get.
Well, it's good that you're out of that. I mean, being in that kind of situation is not good for your well-being at all.
No, it wasn't good for anything. That was a crazy situation in my life because people don't understand the ideal of psychic work. And the reason we like doing this kind of format, yes, we have people come from town to town, but I usually ask my angels to protect everything. We surround them, think light around everything so we don't have trolls.
Yeah.
Also, the situation of being more quick and direct with the information, too, as well.
Because
I was kidding. Because at that moment, I thought about she attacked me, my neighbor. Didn't like the kind of work I did. He was attacking me. We had people everywhere doing the same thing. I was like, I don't understand this point, what's going on. But then I said, when I did get away from it, like you said, good thing you're good away from it. The one thing I did acquire and learn after I got away from it, of why those things were happening. And it's not the idea of blaming her. It's the idea of the energy she was putting out. What's the idea of what was going on? It's like, for example, we bought 3 cars. In the process of buying 3 cars, we had 3 people work us off. And I've always known for a fact, you know, what you put out, you get back. I'm thinking to myself, I know I'm being totally honest. What is going on? We have to take that kind of energy in ourselves when we're with somebody, too, what they're doing, too, as well. When we're with them, not when we're not with them. I'll explain that real quick. But this situation was a person who was being dishonest. She wasn't being totally honest about all the things and everything, but what she was doing. And it was actually being manifested. I just had to be more aware of it. And that's one thing it taught me, too, being more aware of those things in the future. Like buying a car and someone ripping us off. And then the woman breaking down in tears because she's like, I didn't do that, but you have to keep the car anyway. And the emotions that went along with it, and then watching her being deceitful in some ways, it was a sign for me of what was really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the car also represented, too, the ideal exactly what that to take yourself out of the situation. So if anybody else is out there doing the same thing, look for the signs, because they're there, get in the car and go, you know?
Yep.
And that's exactly what I should have done. I should have even, because I've had so many times, there was so many times where I just wanted to walk out the front door and never come back.
Well, you learn, you know what? You live and you learn because of the experience, you've learned lessons to teach others. And that's very, very important because the most important thing is that you got out of the situation. And that's something to think about. It's the most important thing that you got out of it. And, I have an ex-boyfriend that, you know, relationship that I ended 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He still contacts me all the time. I never respond. I don't even know him.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think he'd get a clue that the person never, you know, long time ago, he was calling my phone. I never answered it. I even changed my number. He contacts me via email. I never respond because that's over to me. And responding to him is just going to give him the attention he wants. And I maintain my boundaries because that's over. That person needs to learn on their own to move on. You know, and it's really what you send out there. Someone once told me that the reason why they're still contacting me is because of the impression I made on them. But I'm like, you know what? That's fine, I guess. But I know that it's my job to maintain my boundary and move on. You know, because sometimes in life you have to give yourself closure, the closure to yourself. But, yeah, it's always walking away from situations that I know you're not going to do you any good. You know, and that's the lesson. The lesson that I've learned is you maintain your boundaries, and that's how people will respect you and treat you, and that's how you command respect. And since then, I mean, I've been commanding respect everywhere because of the way I treat myself, and that's very, very important. And that's something you'll teach people, because there are a lot of men that have been in those type of situations that they don't know what to do because, you know, they're the man and she's the woman and she's being the one hitting him. She's the one hitting him, so they don't know what to do. But it's important the way you explain it and to teach other men who are in those situations, like, you know, you need to report her and, you know, be strong because there's strength in that too because she needs to learn a lesson. You know, if a woman is behaving that way, that's something to think about. I mean, you know, it's... I think you should write a book.
Thank you.
Not just on this topic, on many other topics. I meant to tell you that a while ago, but yeah, you really should write a book.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing something.
And put that on your website. You can do an ebook or something.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about going back over some old shows and then putting them together and then. So there's a lot of information that comes out in the process of these readings and some of the sessions we've been doing and stuff, and people have been saying, you really, and I was like, yeah, I know, when you sit here and do those, because I've actually been in places like grocery stores, and I do the same thing everywhere I go. Like I do on the radio show, I do it everywhere.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Sit here and walk up, and these guys were like, well, thank you very much. What's your name again? You know. You know, people ask a question or something. And
have you been going to expos? I think that there's like a lot of wellness expos. You should do that. You should go to wellness expos and do readings there and like,
That's
you know.
The one thing I was doing there for a minute was like last week and this week, and I've been trying to put the time in, but right now I'm like bouncing between living places.
Okay.
I sit here and basically put out on the air. I was like, okay, you see that we have the funds that support the show fund and the going home fund. And I said, and sometimes I look at the situation. I think the hardest thing in life is to ask. When actually even said in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. So it's like, you know, donations. Please donate to the show and donate to the going home fund because it's like, I feel like it's one of those things that I've been prompted to do. And to just tell people to go to my website and check it out and go and do what you got to do. Because I don't know how to put this. It's just the idea of funding and that kind of stuff, of getting where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like there are certain particular situations that I definitely need to get myself out of because of the lack of respect, because they just don't respect it. They have a different perspective on the whole thing, and they perceive things differently, so therefore... They have no intentions of being, support, but there's also no relaxing those things at any time.
There's no, the energy's not stable. It's very stressful, sounds like. Well, I can relate to that. Speaking of
that. We definitely
want
to keep the show going. Yeah. We want to take the show to pro. And I actually am doing two. I'm trying to put another show together, which is actually called Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link 2, where we're going to try to start doing that in the morning on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We just need the funding to take it to a 2-hour show because right now we can only do 30 minutes. I just don't think we can be really effective in 30 minutes. I mean, it's basically say, hi, and how you doing? And, hey, thank you for being on the show. And I've done a couple of those shows. It's just right now that if I can get myself to a nice, neutral place of saying, I mean, it's like I've already said this, the universe and God and everything. I need to go where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
So therefore, I can live in my home, so I can be more, where I can focus and put those books together and have the space to do just that and to do this work and to do these things. I think I'll be more effective. If I can get my divine right to actually live and have the home that I want right now. Even to the point where I put out the same thing of saying, please bring me the woman that I'm supposed to be with, who's supposed to be my wife by divine law.
Yeah.
And put him out there too. Well, I was saying before, earlier when I was starting to talk about the things, I put him out when Leigh was asking about manifestation, and I said, well, I do the thing with work. I look at work, or random, or keen, or even this, where it's just constant activity, where people are coming in there, they're getting reading, you know, like the queue's full, the chat room's full, and right now, everybody out there who's wondering why there's not a chat room, for some reason with the technical stuff that we got going on, it won't allow me to do that. I don't know what's wrong with the freaking computer, but I have more problems with Block Talk Radio and something where I just want to sit there and go, nope, it's perfect, it's running great, everything's going good. But some days, you know, that human side kicks in and go, are you serious? But when I sit here and start telling people the visualization, I knew I was on the show talking to her. And I said, well, I'm on a random. I see people coming into my free chat, which is a cool company. It's called Oranum. It's ORANUM.com. It's a company where you can go get psychic readings, but you get to see your reader on their cam. And you can actually use your webcam, and you can actually talk face-to-face. I'm only like $1.99 on there, which is very reasonable for most of the companies out there. And you should definitely check it out. But I was telling her, I visualized that we have a free chat where people go in there, we talk and chat, and then they have a button at the bottom of the screen they push to take you to a private chat. And what I do is I picture the chat room full, and I picture people taking me to private readings. And when people take you to a private reading, what happens is the whole thing, the format changes. It takes you out of free chat, and all of a sudden these little speakers and headphones and all these little visual things will come across your screen, which means someone's taking you into private. So you have to wait until all those things fall into place. And then you start chatting, you start doing a reading. And so I picture this visualization happening all the time. And I said, well, I'm on keen. I picture the phone ringing all the time. I picture myself doing very long readings. So that's one call after another. And just attracting all the people who are serious, who have no problem spending the money that they want to get what they want to know. And also realize it's just not an answering thing. It's a learning experience of knowledge and wisdom that being passed on to you too, as well, which will affect your life. And then I sort of focus on the girlfriend that I want back in my life, of taking a visualization where I was even telling people, with visualization, what you need to do, not just the idea of picturing and visualizing, but also feel it, smell it, whatever you can do to bring in that visualization to make it real. Because I feel like the more real you make it, the more you're going to be living it soon. You'll be living it now. So therefore, I have the girlfriend. I focused on a picture I saw of her, where the visualizations have to be where you see these things out your eyes, not you being a part of the picture, because that takes you out of it. And that works against you. It's the idea of being in it. So I picture myself being her, sitting here where she's meditating, I'm meditating, we're working together, but you know, what it costs each other. And I picture myself getting up and helping her up. Now, there's one visualization did shock me when I sit here and looked at her, and I'm pulling her up. I see the visualizations in the picture. But as I pull up on the picture, as I'm pulling up on her, I got both of her hands. I could feel the warmth of her hand. I could see as she got up, she was pregnant. That one I didn't visualize. So I was like, okay, that's how it works too, where the angels and the guys will start showing you things that you never thought about. But it also puts it in the picture, which gives you a complete visualization of how it works with your angels, of opening yourself up for the possibilities. And I sit here and I said, I focused on that. She's pregnant. But it wasn't the ideal of that. I could feel her stomach. I could see that her belly button was popping out. So she was pretty big. And I could see this. I could see her skin. I could feel the skin, you know. I could feel the warmth of her hands. And then we sit there and went from there to being in a nice warm embrace, like couples do when they're, you know, they're working together and having fun together. Now they're having a child together, so therefore they're together, and that's what you picture. But you also have a sense of feeling that within yourself of what would it be like if you were together, because that's what you want. So I sit and told that, and I said, and then we take it one step further. We want to open all the doors. We want to open up everything, so therefore we get everything the universe. I guess you would say we get everything by our birthright. Everything. So I put down, I have this little affirmation I found, which I thought fit perfectly, where it says, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So therefore, it's like the idea of saying, I want this. But the universe has something better that I haven't conceived, or maybe I can't conceive at this moment, that will also be brought to me as well, and is happening now. But also it says, also in the best interest of everyone concerned, which is very important in the process of saying, I always believe that by opening that door, it just enhances the opportunity that you're wanting, okay? But by chance, maybe you might be in a situation where you're led a different way, or a different person, or something like that. To understand what it means is that you're being led in a direction that's in, it's in the interest of everyone concerned, the best interest, their best interest. So that's what I'm saying. You open your mind up and just let it go, where it's going to go, where it's going to take you, and everything will be fine. But we have a tendency to say, well, I'm not getting what I want. I said, yes, you are. It's just taking a different direction to make sure you do get exactly what you want. Sometimes it might not be with the person or the situation you're thinking, but it will definitely happen. And that's what they're trying to help you understand, that these things happen in many ways, in many paths, and many opportunities. So therefore, open up all of them, not just the one you're thinking. Because at this time, with your perception, you can only see what you see. And they're trying to help you to rise above that. It's like looking at a brick wall. Brick wall is reality. That's realistic. I can't do nothing with that brick wall. But the angels are sitting there showing you that if you look at the brick wall very closely, you'll start seeing ways that you could go through it, ways you could go over it, ways you go around it, and maybe even go under it. It's just the idea of finding the solution and finding out why is that block there in the first place. Because once you clear that block out, on the other side is your life, the way you want it, the way it's supposed to be. And that's the way it's how it's going to be. So sometimes people build a scaffolding to go over it, and people get a shovel and dig under it. And some people just have a tendency to look at it as what it is. It's a fear block. So they go through it. And what they find out as they're taking their shovels and stuff and they're heading that direction, just the idea of making the decision to go forward, they realize the wall is an illusion. But they've made the decision to go through that, to see the truth, the real reality for what it is. Okay?
No, yeah. And that's a really strong visual. That's a really strong visualization.
Oh yeah. And the thing is, why I do that and then sit it right here is the idea. Afterwards, those are the things I love to see happen right now. I would love to be back with the girl that I'm in love with. By the way, I would love to see all those sites where they're just. I want everybody too to stay in the queue because we're going to get to you.
I'll let you take other calls. I don't want you to keep talking to me. I want you to take your other calls. I didn't know that you had other callers.
I'm just saying that night that I did that, I went on the site to work on a random and a keying, and then they were all just hopping. And I also got donations and some readings for the show too as well. So everything just went haywire. And I was like, now that's what it's all about. Now this is a visualization that I did, okay? And then probably an hour later, it was coming into reality where it was happening. So therefore the timing, because a lot of people ask about the timing, how long will it take? Well, the timing is basically depending upon your resistance. When you let go and detach yourself from it, the quicker that you do that, the quicker these things happen. So don't look at the size of like a car or a house or something like that. Don't look at the size. The energy is the same. Okay? And, well, thank you for your call. I guess I'll just put you back on listening mode. And, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for the reading.
Oh, you're welcome. And like I tell everybody, if you want to get a private reading, give me a call at 500-8863 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And let's go on to our other callers. And sometimes this freaking switchboard, I just feel like taking the whole thing and just throw out the window. That would kind of defeat the purpose of this Blog Talk Radio. Okay, come on. Like I said, everybody out there, we're going to get to every one of you guys. But just stay right where you're at. We're going to get to you. If we can get this switchboard to work, it'd be great. Okay, let's refresh this thing again. See what happens. Hello. Now, this is in one crazy night, I tell you. I've had to refresh this thing 1,000 times. I guarantee you, when I get done with the show, I'll go and do my other work while I check my accounts and stuff and won't have a problem. Why it does that, I'll never figure. So, here we go. Try to save. Well, all right. Actually, the freaking thing is running backwards, too. But we'll just go with that whole thing. Shoot. Right. Try again. Yeah, Lisa, you're still in the air. So, you know, if you want to sit here and ask him more questions while we're trying to fix this freaking switchboard.
Do you pick up when I'd be moving into my own place?
I get the impression you'd be moving your place a lot quicker than you think, too, as well. A lot of things are falling into place for you. You just don't, it's like looking at the situation and not realizing what is going on behind it. But there's still a lot of things at work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, what do you pick up as of now, I guess, with the energy and timing right now? Because like you said, time can change based on resistance. But what do you pick up now?
Oh, I'm just saying with the resistance, it's just the idea of realizing that there's things going on all the time behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, I understood you. I just wanted to know what timing did you pick up on it?
Oh, the me, I keep getting a month and a half.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes with a situation, I guess you have to realize things happen very quickly. It's like putting things in a mode of getting in a situation where you get evicted from someplace. See how fast it happens. To realize that actually moving intentionally can also happen as quick too. As well, it's like we're not. I don't think we're really sometimes that we're actually judging things in a worldly way, or realizing that the world has set time for things. Like my biggest thing, and the reason one thing I really have the most problems with, is this stupid age thing. Not realizing people don't understand age means nothing. The human race has put certain, I call them limitations on certain ages we are, 50, 25, 30, that we're supposed to be doing things at certain times in our lives. And we really can't do that no more, because one reason is we're actually living longer. Therefore, we're also looking younger longer. I think we could look the same way we did at 35, we could look the same way at 90, and we could just take our perceptions and realize that we don't have to age. Maybe the reason we do is because of power suggestion.
Interesting.
Because it's like, you look at the situation. My biggest thing is listen to everybody out there. From the time you're born, all you keep hearing is, you're going to die. So I was like, okay, if something is so, why keep you telling me this? It's the same thing with church. It talks about going to church. It doesn't really say that you have to go to church in the Bible. It just basically says, fellowship is very important. Well, some people have a tendency to put the thing on there, and I think sometimes churches have a tendency to do that to get you to go to church. And they take donations and all kinds of good stuff. So, you know, it's almost like a business. So it kind of gets across the situation that I don't like. It's people saying you shouldn't charge what you're doing. Well, I know for a fact people in religion, in churches and that kind of stuff are charging for anything and everything. I'm making money off the whole thing because I see how they dress. Is that a bad thing? No, people have to live. And the people are entitled to all the things they are, you know. So when you look at the situation, I have no problem with it. But the ideal getting on my case about it, I have a problem with that because it's a contradiction. I might be doing things in a different way and it might not go along with what you think. But then again, I also read the Bible that says that it's okay for you to do those things, but you should come in a loving way, not in a judgment way.
Mm-hmm.
If you sort of look at the situation, how people come to you and if they're attacking you in any kind of shape or form, they're coming in a judgment way, a judging way. And that's definitely goes against what they're even trying to say, you should listen and read the Bible, because obviously they're not. But I've seen it so many times where it says it right there, And then there was another thing I brought up too. I was wanting to share with everybody because the situation was this lady came into my room on a random and said that it says in the Bible that psychics, beware of psychics in sheep's clothing because they're actually ravaging wolves. Now, when I went to go check this out, which I did, and I read that, it actually says false prophets. And it also talks about wizards. There's definitely a difference, and you're trying to help people understand that. But I thought what's amazing is people who go to church and do these certain things have a tendency to say you can't take the Bible out of context. They find no problem doing that to prove their point, which is a contradiction in itself for people looking up, how come I have a tough time people listening to me? Maybe because they can see right through it. You know, we had preachers and stuff dancing across stages and very theatric and very dramatic. And I always say, too, I go back to the Bible, too, as well, and look at Jesus as a person who spoke the truth. He didn't have a tangerine. He didn't have a tamarine. That was funny. Maybe he did have a tangerine. But the idea of things that he said and things he did may make a lot of sense. As long as you read the Bible through the heart and interpret it through the spirit, not through your head. That's why a lot of people get confused with a lot of things because they're reading it. They're trying to read a spiritual context in a material way. Like, thou shalt not steal. You shouldn't steal from people. It's not the idea of the articles and stuff. It's the idea of the intent of why. And I think that's what the whole thing's about, of having the Ten Commandments and all that kind of stuff, is the idea of having blueprints for people to go by. But they can actually have certain things where they know they're out of balance. They look at the situation and go, okay, I'm committing adultery. Why am I doing that? They know that they're doing wrong, but sometimes maybe they don't have the information of why. And it can be, of course, it gets traced back to a fear, because I was understanding the same thing. You know, what is sin? Sin is the lack of. That's why people do it. Like when you have the lack of love, you have a tendency to do things to compensate for that, which 9 out of 10 times, if you're wanting to keep people in your life because you're the fear of being alone, it's the fear of being alone. It's a lack of confidence in oneself to actually attract the right person into your life, or therefore that wouldn't be happening. Or even to the sense of people, I've heard this one before too, which drove me nuts. I have a person who says, I need to walk away from you because I think I got with you because of my fear of being alone. I said, I feel like this, in the process of doing that, and someone's using that as an excuse, I think it's because they did fall in love, and they're looking for a way to back out of it because they're not feeling comfortable at that time.
Well,
they don't want to hurt someone.
That's interesting,
okay?
But there's some people that actually start to realize that they're codependent, and, you know, I don't always think that that's not true what they're saying. I mean, there's people that come to that realization. Some of them never come to the realization and cling on to anybody to be with someone. But I think it takes a lot of guts to admit when you're codependent.
I'm just saying, if the situation was too, but in a situation like that, if you're with somebody, I think the real sense of looking at that whole thing and asking and thinking you've done that is also to get input from the person you're with.
Yeah, but it's also hurtful. But I mean, it's like you feel what you feel. You know what I mean? Like, I think that when someone's going to come in a relationship with someone and one person's really happy and the other one comes to the realization that they're just in the relationship because they're afraid to be alone, it's hurtful for the other person to hear.
That's true, too. But it's also hurtful. I'm just saying it's helpful also for people who are in those situations when it's actually more. I'm not saying that those, what you're saying, I understand the idea on it. The realization is hurtful because the other person on the other end doesn't. Maybe it's a realization for both of them that they might see the same thing too as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm
trying to hit the three-dimensional thing where realizing there's different variations in all those scenarios that people don't understand that they might be living off of. It's the idea of looking at the situation and asking yourself, you have a person who's extremely happy to the point where you can see it. Not the idea of what they're saying or not saying, the idea of what you see. Because the idea of being in love is being in a situation where you don't have to say it. Okay? You feel it. Not just from you, but from them too. And it's a very content place to be where it's overwhelming, but very pleasurable at the same time. And then somebody sits there and says, I think I got into this whole thing because of being codependent. And the first thing that resonates with you is because of what someone has said to that person.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about before. Being truly in love is the idea. But I don't think there is a situation out there that where a person walks away, where the people are not in love with each other. Sometimes, a lot of times, the situation doesn't work. Or it's the ideal of people who are kind of security won't work. So we start looking for ways to get out of it. We call the people as sabotaging, throwing wrenches into the thing. But I just really believe in the situations, and no matter what it is, job, career, people, relationships, if you follow your heart and listen, feel, and see the truth, what these things are, you'll see past every situation. So there are some situations of the person saying that statement that's true. There's other people who are saying that statement because of something that's also resonating with a fear, which is not the ideal of rebound relationships and that kind of stuff. They have to look at what's going on in the context of the relationship between two people, not where they came from, because the idea of falling in love is another human condition that people say it happens in a certain time, which is bullshit. It happens when it happens. Two people come together, especially when it comes to soulmates and twin flames. Those situations can happen very quickly, so the idea of people getting married in 2 weeks is not crazy. It's only crazy because you wouldn't do it. But then again, you're also imposing on another couple because of your judgmental ways of what you would do. So that's what I'm saying. We have to come to these situations in a loving way, even with those situations, even when we're not in them, to follow your heart of what you really see and what's going on. So therefore, in any scenario or any situation, you see them for exactly what they are, and then you realize it's none of your damn business. So you back off and go, okay, there's love. Because we've seen these relationships before. When people walk in the room, you know. They have an energy about themselves that you just look at and go, they're happy. They love each other. And then you sit and watch how they are with each other. They're very spontaneous. And then sometimes people get floored and they fight. How long have you been together? Years, right? 4 months. You know, they're kind of freaking out. But you guys act like they've been together forever. And maybe in the sense of the word of past lives, they have been together forever. And that's the thing, we have to look at the situation, like we say, it's none of our business, and just look at it for what it is, and read it, and see, okay, it is what it is, they're in love, so do I need to know anything else? Oh, there's a couple walk in is not in love, and they're bickering, do you really need to know anymore? I don't want to be a part of that, bye. You know, we have a tendency to walk away from the thing. But, I'm just saying, I saw the situation that I was in unfold just like that, where a person walked away, and every time I sit there and talk to her, I just felt like I was talking to her friend. I wasn't talking to her. And then I actually heard some inserts too later on. It kind of freaked me out, where, like I always tell people, if you sit there and focus on the situation, because we're all looking for signs, we're all looking for information to confirm our suspicions. And I had just that, where things would come to me where I was like, don't get caught up into the idea. Don't detach, you know, don't get attached to it. Detach yourself from it. Doesn't mean you're giving up. It just means you're letting go. So therefore, if it's supposed to be, it will. So therefore, it'll come back. It'll come back to you. But in the process of coming back, we have to go forward because it's not happening this time in history. Today, nothing is unfolding. So therefore, we need to continue to go forward. So therefore, those two people's paths will cross again. Just like they did with the universe, I just held up and said, there you go. It will do it again, just like that. But you also have to realize one thing in those situations of people breaking up. We have a tendency to start looking at ourselves and wanting to change things about ourselves, really thinking we might have done something wrong, but it could just be simply maybe one person does need to do that. Because realistic, if you look at a situation like I was talking about before, and even in that place, one person, it's like we talked about before, I said, what happened? You said follow your heart. When you follow your heart, you get in trouble. How you get in trouble? Because it didn't go the way you wanted it to. It didn't unfold the way it was supposed to, and that's what you're supposed to see. You have it laid out. You have an outline. And what the universe is trying to say to you is that they're trying to lead things in a way where it's spontaneous, and it's actually more productive, and you get exactly what you want. And you're sitting there trying to dictate it and keep it and control it and keep it in a box. And they're trying to make this one of the most special things you've ever had in your life. I think we should listen to the guidance on the whole coast. I remember this too. I was there talking to her, and I said to her, I saw these visions of this. She was like, I don't want to talk about it. I said, well, the angels are giving us guidance. Don't you think we should listen to that? I do. Because in the midst of our relationship, that's what we were doing. and it was just getting better and better and better. It was until a person who actually made the statement, when I sit here and said, I'm sorry, I follow my heart, this person basically came back and said, I'm glad I didn't go down that road. So you see, the answer came so clearly, a person just admitted to you that they do feel the same way that you do. They just didn't choose to go down that path. And all of a sudden, if you get too caught up into the whole thing and let your emotions go crazy, you miss those things. And I told myself, I'm going to sit there and I can feel it, and I can feel it. That's the whole thing. I was sitting there going, when you get in these situations, I've had the readings with people, I'm sitting there going, you're asking me if this person loves you. Why don't you be still, focus within your chest area, and when you think about this person, what do you feel? I guarantee if you feel this great love, more than likely it's not just you, it's them too. Therefore, I confirm what you're trying to do. But to walk around in darkness because you're scared the answer might not be what you wanted, those are other things you have to realize too as well, that we're hiding away from those things to see the reality. Reality is what we want. Even if it's good or bad, because it helps us make choices quicker, so therefore we can be with the one we're supposed to be with, in case that's not the one. And that's the situation. What are we going to do? You know? Sometimes we got to quit asking ourselves what we're going to do to be let go of. There was one part in this one book I was reading where I was, like, talking, and it says to realize that stop trying to do and let be, and let it, and let, you know, like being worked on. Instead of working on it, let yourself be worked upon. Instead of do it, let them do. And let it just happen the way it's going to happen. We're so caught up in the human sense of things, we think we always got to do something physically, to do something, 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 something. And I still guarantee you, if you don't do nothing, I've seen too many situations that came back together in any kind of sense of word. I was, like I was telling before, I was talking about the thing and talking to people and saying, okay, I had this one scenario where I had people that I had read stories about and things that happened where people had gotten jobs with companies and corporations and just jobs and businesses and that kind of stuff that never asked for those. And something since we're like, never had the money for a business, didn't apply for a company. But for some reason, this one lady in particular, she sat down and basically got really detailed about what kind of job she wanted. She didn't like where she worked, but she liked her job. So she sat down and got very detailed what she thought of the best management job for her would be. And then she put it out to the universe. And then 2 weeks later, she got a job offer from a company she never even applied for. Things are always working. You know, connections, opportunities, they're always happening. You know, it's not like we have to go out there and call it. Basically, go to the library and put it in the computer and send it out to the internet. Sometimes things just happen where people cross our paths and people have heard things and said things. And then all of a sudden they're sitting in our laps and they're happening. We can't figure it out. But I guarantee you, after you have a couple of those times that happen like that, you stop asking and you start looking for more. And there's another person who wanted to start a business, didn't have any money. And some guy walked up to him and handed him a check for $25,000 and said, you don't need to pay me back. If you want to pay me back, just be successful and do what you really want to do with this business. And here's the money to get you started. And the guy never saw that guy ever again. He could have been an angel, you know. But the point is, these things actually did happen. There's documented proof out there, guys. I mean, when I got my first apartment in Colorado, that was amazing, too, because people were telling me you can't. I had a friend of mine who was actually in that scenario, who was constantly telling me of all the things that she did. Now, her perception was, there are certain things that you got to do to have a business. There are certain things you got to put out there and that kind of stuff, and blah, blah, blah. She was my most motivation, because whatever she said, I tried to prove her wrong. So when I got my first shop, and I actually became an owner, part owner with partners, I called her. She was the very first person that I knew that I called and said, you need to come up and see my new shop. And she goes, how'd you get a shop? Just come up and visit me, and I'll give you the details and the story, because you're not going to believe this. She goes, how much you pay for this? I said, that's the catch. I didn't pay a dime. It was just an opportunity that came to me that I decided not to question and follow through with it and got this whole scenario. She was freaked, but she had put so much money and she had manipulated and controlled so many people to get what she wanted. to see somebody actually just go, okay, this is what I want and get it, it does have a tendency to baffle the mind. But those things actually happen, and I think they happened the way they did because I was on my own. I mean, really on my own. There was nothing. It was like that was the motivation. I was like put in a situation because of her being homeless. And I just said, no, I'm not going to be homeless. They always say, I said, I think my biggest problem is that I haven't listened to my guidance and been true to myself. So therefore, I've been trying to be true to everybody else. So therefore, I decided not to do that anymore. I was actually put in a position where I could actually be more helpful to people and actually do things that I've always wanted to do in the process of having my own shop, where I could sit down and do what I'm doing right now. Just sit down with somebody and just do a reading or an information, a session, whatever, and I didn't have to charge them and still make the money I was still wanting to do while people coming in after that saying, that was amazing. So let's do this. The confidence of people walking in and going, okay, you're charging $25 for 15 minutes, that's too much. I said, no, I'm not, and I'll tell you why. To have the confidence to come back and say, this is what's going on, this is why we do this, this, and this. To the point where a lady scratched her head and said, you know something? That makes a whole lot of sense, but I don't have the money right now to get a reading. You know, well, that's okay. It's just the idea. I think it was an opportunity for me to show that I've learned a lot and had confidence in myself to say those things too as well. So they all came together. It was all, there's a reason, you know. Everything happens for a reason, and I always usually see everything happen for what it is. Even with the girlfriend, when we broke, when the thing, everything broke up, I could see certain things that were going on to the point where I could look at her, even when she was being angry and being mean and saying mean things about me, why she was doing it. And still, follow my heart, love unconditionally, and understand why these things are going on. I was trying to do the same with Blog Talk Radio earlier when I was getting mad about the switchboard not working and that kind of stuff. That's why I read that one meditation, Today I Send Love to This World, where I just feel like I needed to do that. And we do have a tendency where the human side kicks in and goes, you're angry, so express yourself and just blow up. Which I know when I do that, it's not good. So now I have techniques and things that I've learned along the way where I can actually be more productive, even in those situations where I can calm them down and work at it, which I think is just one of those things of leading us to a situation where everything is coming together. We just can't see everything, but we know we feel more positive about life, of the direction that we're going in. So these other things, maybe they don't make any sense why, like the opportunities, the finances, that kind of stuff are not happening at this moment. But that doesn't mean tomorrow it could all fall into place so quickly. So, Lisa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to try this again. I'm going to try to click off and put you back on listening mode, and I'm going to try to click on to somebody else. Maybe we should change this. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen. Then we're going to go and talk to somebody else. Let's put positive energy out there, huh? Here we go. And maybe we should put more positive energy out there that right now it's going to happen. Boom. Feels like a lot. Driving me crazy. I'm going to try one more thing, too, so if you get cut off, just call back in, okay? All right?
Okay.
Gosh. Okay, guys, it's 333 on my clock. That's a good number. 333 is usually meaning the Ascended Masters are with you at this time, helping you to make all your dreams come true, or your prayers, answer your prayer. Okay, here we go. Okay, I was looking at that too. It's kind of incredible. Some of those numbers we see every day, and I always tell people you need to take heed of those things. Like this one here, I can see this a lot too. 222, which means trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to. With divine blessings for everyone involved. But go and have faith. A healing miracle is imminent, engendered by your faith and your clear connection to one or more ascended masters who have heard and answered your prayers. I was also talking about that 1-3. I just went to 333. Okay, let's click back. Okay, 333. Crazy all the things I'm doing here. But I feel like they all have to do with the whole here, because that's what it is. The 333 means you are completely surrounded, protected, loved, and guided by the beloved ascended masters. And then I usually read about 3 or 4 of these people. They just seem like they all fall in place with things that are going on, but that's progression. This one here, 334, says your spiritual connection with the angels, archangels, and ascended masters is clear and very real. The ascended masters are guiding and protecting you through some necessary and healthy life changes. Okay, guys, that's great. I need that house. I need a home right now. But in a nice, caring, loving way, please bring it about to where this comes to pass right now. We're going to try to clear this thing off one more time. And then we're going to get this thing going again. I don't understand. I really don't. I'm driving me freaking batty. We're going to clear this thing. All right. That is driving me crazy. Why this thing will not freaking go. Well. Okay, let's refresh it one more time. Oh, and it's kind of baffling when I do this, because like I said before, nothing seems to be, there's no problem with anything else on this freaking computer. It only happens with Blog Talk Radio right now. Okay, angels, we need to clear this out so we can actually answer some other people's questions. So if you could intervene right now and clear this off, we could actually connect with these other people. It would be fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is driving me batty. One more try to connect you. I guess I'm going to consider and figure out some way to invest in some new equipment. Should be no problem. I just didn't think I was going to have to go down that road. Try this again. If I could just open all the mics, that'd be great, huh? Oh, that could. Okay, Lisa, you're still alive, because I can't seem to get that one to work, but area code 757 is on the air right now with us, so if they would introduce themselves, we'd be happy to hear who you are and what's your name. And we have silence. Area code 757. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name? Very good. We finally get someone on the air. And there's hello. Area code 757. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Okay. Area code 757, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What is your name? We had to do this last show too, where we were sitting there and every time we did a click, we had to clear it and click it again for each person. And that was painful. It was forever to get to the callers and stuff. It was one of those things where you like apologize to people trying to figure out what's even going on. Right. One more time. Keep saying that to you. One more time. I think something's going to clear here real quick. Man, when things are going to be nice and clear. We're going to talk to everybody, answer all the questions, no problem. It's happening as we speak. Could it be just the ideal energy? Okay, 757. If you're still listening, we tried to get you, and I actually got that one to pick off. That was interesting. Didn't have any problem with that one. Now we're trying to go on to somebody else. What do you get going on there? And we're trying to be as patient as possible. I think we'll have to take a walk. Actually, today I was actually checking some things out too, doing some research on the History Channel. Well, some things we're just picking up about people talk about gods. And I was sitting there talking about the Northern gods, the Roman gods, and the Greek gods. And it came up that there's a very strong similarity between Zeus, where you can actually see the head of all those gods. That Zeus itself, that the character. The personality seems to come up in all those. I'm serious. Come on. Give us that one. So, Lisa, you're still there.
I'm still here.
Yeah, so we sort of go over the whole thing, and I was sort of watching these shows. I keep going. When I said it, I have to do research. The show we're trying to do in the morning, it's basically more on mythology and certain things that are connections that people are getting certain connections to. But I think in some sense of the word, we need to explore other options. Like people keep talking about aliens coming to this world and introducing certain things with race and. Messing with, it was actually a theory that aliens actually changed our genes to alter our, like the thing that Darwin has about evolution, that they intersected with evolution to actually give us a split where, like in the last 1,000 years, our brain capacity has increased so much. Previous to that, there was an increase, you know, something like that. Like it stayed the same, and all of a sudden that one thing happened where our brains just. You know, now we have all this memory capacity. And they were talking about in Greek mythology and Roman mythology and even the Northern gods, you have this Northern god where you have half horse and half man and all these things, and they were thinking that what these things really are, instead of being, you know, part of fairy tales or stories or with their gods and that kind of stuff, it was actually aliens messing with gene splicing. I thought that was interesting. But I looked at the situation from a different point of view. I looked at there's an alien. But we have these aliens that are coming from supposedly the farthest star that we know that could actually have life on it. It's like thousands of light years from here. So these people would have to have this technology to get here. So the idea of doing all these experimenting and having runways. And the one thing that bugged me the most was the idea of watching them. And the reason they put all these stones down and made them stones in a certain way was like directional devices to help these people coming from another planet to find certain places on the Earth. And I was like, I've watched Star Trek. If you have these advanced ships, you have your own tracking on these ships. So why would you need things on the ground to point things out? You ever watch Star Trek and say, oh, there's this big round circle. That's where we need to go. It kind of kills the whole idea of exploring the universe. Because if you're exploring the universe, there's going to be a lot of places you go to. There's not going to be any markers. And that's what I did. Oh, well, we're losing people as we speak.
Well, why? I was so curious.
Here we go.
Why don't you just split the shows up into an hour for one and an hour for the other so you'll be able to do both versus two-hour shows, at least to get mm-hmm. yourself started.
That's true. See, well, you have to think about there. Last year I was doing three-hour shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you want to be able to do another show, so just think about it like that. And eventually it'll come if you want to do bigger shows than that. You know what I mean? I just feel like
mm-hmm.
if you want to do both, why don't you just split the time? If you have a three-hour show now, you just do a 90-minute, two 90-minute shows, so at least you can do both.
Mm-hmm. No, that's one of the things that they can do. Anyway, I finally got someone else on the line.
Oh, great. Okay.
Axie area code 617, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi, my name's Brenda.
What is it?
Brenda.
Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, Brenda, where are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
I've been to Massachusetts. I used to live in a place called Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah,
oh, that's a wave to me. Yeah, I'm near Boston.
And what's that one?
Pouring, raining, and huh?
What's that one place called? Deutsch? It's spelled with a D. It's like between Boston and Pittsburgh. I can't remember the name of that place.
Dorchester.
That's it, Dorchester. I was there.
Dorchester.
I actually went to be there. That's a crazy bus stop, man. Anyway, I was in Boston for a minute too. Boston's kind of interesting. The energy is, anyway. There's some really crazy energy there.
Oh, yeah.
Not as bad as New York, but... I don't have nothing against those high-energy places. It's just a lot of positive and negative energy, like swirling, like vortexes.
Oh, definitely. You just have to not let it cling to you. I'm having... That's what I feel like sometimes. It's like, you know, you're just going to... Yeah, I need like a dust bus. You need to just kind of like remove a lot of that off of you.
Oh, yeah. We always suggest everybody is in those high-energy places to do a lot of chakra clearing twice a day and also keep those freaking auras. I shouldn't say freaking, but the auras cleansed. And the meditations I was talking about, the idea of keeping us focused and going in the direction we need to go into. Trying all the time. I mean, shoot, at one time I sit there and I have these meditations and stuff that I go over. And sometimes what I do is I'll go over them three times out loud, and then I'll go over them three times to myself. So I'm like making sure the outside world hears me, but also the inner world, which I feel like both work together.
So
just making sure that the affirming is both going in both directions, and then coming together is, I guess, we call it a nice little swirl to actually raise our vibrations up to attract exactly what we need to it. So what can we do for you today?
Okay. It's been very interesting listening, because every time I listen to, you know, everything that you were just discussing, and I was like, oh, I get a question about this. Oh, and this is so true. And it was just so much. I mean, to say it very simply, it's a question about love, but it's kind of a complicated you know,
mm-hmm.
situation. I'm looking for, you know, like a physical manifestation of, you know, will I ever have a type of relationship with this person? And then, you know, also wondering, you know, what is there a grander purpose as to why this person came into my life? I feel like it's kind of like these lessons, these in my life, these out of my life, And I've never had a relationship with this person, so it kind of taught me things, twin flame, but I'm not quite sure. This is, I feel like there's a lot of fighting back or holding back on his end. Like he doesn't want to see what could be there. But then, you know, my own insecurity makes me feel like, am I imagining this relationship, even though we haven't really had one in a physical sense of just a spiritual connection? I can almost see it. I almost could see it in my mind's eye, like it was going to go a certain way, and then just totally, he completely pulled back. And so I'm just, you know, wondering, you know, where is it going? I mean, it doesn't have to go anywhere. You know,
I'm just trying to get it right. It's like, it doesn't matter if it goes anywhere, but where's it going?
It's like, I don't want to put an expectation to it. I don't want to say, okay, this is what this relationship has to be. It has to be a romantic relationship. It's just, there's such a spiritual connection. There's this memory, like there was a past life. So I think that kind of clouds what kind of relationship I think I want it to be. And I think he pulled back because he was thinking I was expecting this type of traditional boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. I just want the connection with him. I don't know. I don't want to be physically apart. I want to talk to him. I want to spend time with him.
But honestly, are you doing that because of his fears?
I'm sorry?
Because of his fears? Pushing somebody away? No, look at it like this, okay? You got a person here who's backing off. So therefore, obviously, he must have feelings for you. Or why would he be so crazy about backing off? Feelings for you.
Right.
You guys can hang out and do whatever. It wouldn't bother him one way or the other. But it bothers him. Why is it bothering? So then you start talking about the situation where you're just like, I don't care. I just want to be with him. To the point where you're starting to give up things that you do want, not realizing you don't have to give up nothing. It's the idea of affirming exactly what you want. In the process of giving things up, you're actually making it more confusing because, you know, he knows you want those things. So therefore, when you stop not wanting those things, he's already in a confused state. It just adds to the confusion. So what you need to do is to affirm it, make it so. It's like Star Trek, make it so. But I'm just saying that's what you need to do. The situation here is the ideal of not put your expectations on it. Go for it. Grasp it. Don't be scared if it doesn't work out. The point is, if it doesn't work out, you know. And this way, you're never going to know because he's going to play on the outside and look at the situation. And I also want you to look out for the conversations that you might have with this guy, a person who might sit here and say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And I want you to say this word, bullshit. There is no such thing. It's love, love, love. Love is love, 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 love. Love is love. There is no difference. It's just expressed in different ways in different relationships, but love is the same thing. It's energy. There is no such thing as being in and out of love. If any psychiatrist out there listening, you're full of shit. And I'll say it one more time. Not really. But
he is in a relationship with someone. He has been for over a year, and I recently went to like one of his classes. He's in a band, and he was here with his girlfriend. But I'm sorry.
I'm just saying with the situation. So I'm saying the ideal of expectations. Put your expectations on what you want. See what happened here. The reason I stopped you is the idea of the girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't really contribute to what your outcome is. That's the one thing you don't want a part of the situation of actually a person making a decision that he should have made a year ago of not even being in a relationship with this woman in the first place because you were coming. And see, he didn't take the responsibility of what he put out there. Now he's got it. Now he doesn't know what to do with it. Therefore, he's hanging on to an anchor. Now, we're not sitting here criticizing the woman. We're saying what she represents in this man's life. But we also have to look at the situation of two people anchoring onto each other because of their own insecurities and fears, instead of looking at things out there because he's destined for somebody else. And I feel like with a situation like this, and usually I don't say this, but with this one here, I feel like this is something that should have been done, and this is a situation of a person hanging on to things because people do that. Like, I need to hang on to this guy here in the process of finding somebody else I really want to be with, not realizing that's what we call an anchor. And so in case I don't find anybody else, I still got this guy here to nail. And that's the way you got to look at it, because in some sense of the word, of putting someone on the back burner like that, it's not what you want. Unless you got to be honest with, and this person here, as you're talking about, this guy here is not being honest about what he does want. So therefore, if he's ever told you he doesn't know what he wants, he's full of it. That's why he's hanging up to the person who's the anchor here. So therefore, he can use that as an excuse. I've seen people do this before, you know. This is my friend, or this is somebody I'm still with, or this is my wife, or whatever it is, to the point of saying, they want you to be faithful, but they have no problem doing what they're doing, and they use excuses by saying, well, I'm married, I can do whatever I want. That's not what we're saying with the situations of people looking at people and saying, you've made a commitment, so therefore we want the same things that you're giving that woman, or that guy, whoever it is. But those are just excuses for a person who knows he needs to leave a situation he shouldn't be in the first place. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's the idea of knowing he's not supposed to be there, and he knows that, so therefore he found somebody else that he does want to be with. But he's also scared of the outcome. Where is it going to go? And when we start focusing on these things all the time, to be honest with you guys, I go into a relationship like this. I just go into it. I live it. I try to see things for what they are. I try to see the people for who they are. And then those things that I see, I want to enjoy, because it's also probably reflecting things about myself. If I'm too busy worrying about if it's going to end or not, I'm missing those things. Those are the things that bring people closer together. So it's a situation you're looking at here is making a choice. Do you stay or do you go? With the situation, it doesn't matter if he's got feelings or he doesn't have feelings or what you're doing on a kind of thing like that. It's the idea of what is really good for you at this time. And the idea of a person being in a marriage or a relationship, that relationship's going on. So therefore, realistically, he's not yours. He never was. It's an illusion. And that's what we're trying to do, is get everybody to look past those illusions to see what's really going on. Does that mean you can't have love between the two of you? Yes, but he's not giving it to you completely, because he's giving something to somebody else at the same time. So what you need to do is you need to look at the situation, what you're giving up. Because in the process of giving up anything within yourself to obtain your goal, you're giving up bits and pieces of yourself. So therefore, here's a person who's not giving himself completely to you. And with you not being honest with yourself, you're not either. So that's what I'm saying. Expectations are very important, because you're either going to put yourself wholly into it or you're not. And what I see here is a decision to make of what's best for me. Not for Johnny Boy here, knowing things about his girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. It's not important. Really not. It just adds more information to what you've got going on, which doesn't mean to heal a being. It's the idea of your objective and focusing on the outcome of what you want. What is your perception? What is your goal? And therefore, if it takes you into a different direction, it takes you away from him, it's his opportunity that he lost out on, not yours, because you're getting more opportunities that are presenting themselves to you. That's the sign of saying to go on. It doesn't mean give up on the situation, but you have to go forward for anything to happen here, because right now it's just not happening the way it's supposed to, and the way he's doing things. People have to learn one thing in life. When you pull away, there's a good chance you might lose it, because you're the ones being stupid. You're not being true to yourself. So that's where you really want to be at. Because when people come back and they're disappointed because they didn't get it, that's because they really wanted to be there. But they were trying to live maybe some kind of expectations they had, years before or whatever. But in the process of meeting that person, see, sometimes meeting the one also puts your perceptions and your perspective in a different light, that you realize that there are certain things that either you didn't know, or there's another little variable that you do want. But it's the idea of putting yourself in a situation of being open to whatever happens. And that's what I'm always saying when I sit there and read that one thing where putting that at the end of the sessions you're focusing on and visualizing, or just using it for a visualization for a second. You're sitting there thinking about what you want with that person, and you have that little visualization for a second of what it could be, then using affirmations just reinforces that too. But sometimes the characters might be changed, but you'll definitely get what you want. And that's what we're trying to tell everybody too as well, that you came to this planet to realize just that. You came here for one reason, is to get to know more about yourself, and you have a definite purpose of why you're here, and therefore the opportunity has presented itself for you to learn just that, to learn who you are, how valuable a person you are, and how you actually contribute to the balance of this universe. Okay, and the idea of realizing those things, you start realizing you're worthy of being loved. You're worthy of giving love, and you're ready to accept it. So therefore, since you are emotionally available, when you meet people who are not, the point is, of course, there's different variations in this three-dimensional world too as well, what it can be, but it's the idea if you are following yourself just that way and going and following your heart. And I always sit here and stress this so strongly. So people out there saying, well, when you follow your heart, you get in trouble. You don't get in trouble. What gets you in trouble is when you follow your heart and then you start thinking. Or you listen to your friends. Or you listen to the universe. You listen to the world. And they start dictating things to you like, you know, when you're 30, you shouldn't be dating a guy who's 50. That's a human thing.
Well, yeah, 30, and I... 30,
yes.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, some people don't understand that I'm not listening to my friends. I'm not listening to my family. But sometimes they're listening to the world because the world already has things dictated out for certain things that happen in relationships. If you notice that, they don't have a thing where, you know, if you get a job interview, you should never call them back for 3 days. You should wait. They never have those things. You know, when you go to the pool, they don't sit there and tell you to wait before you get in the water. You just go. You do what you want to do. And when you do what you want to do, you have so much fun. When you go do the job that you really want to do, and you contact people and you get a good interview, you don't wait 3 days before you call them back. Sometimes you don't even have to call them back. You just sit there and have faith in what's going on, and they call you.
Well, I think this is what happened. I think we both kind of sabotage things because we do listen to the world and friends and whatnot, because it's a 25-year age difference. And when I met him, we worked together. I mean, I was married, so I mean, he had dated someone very... you know, that was married, that had kids, and he kind of kept comparing, even though the situation is completely different. He kept putting
me...
I'm sorry?
Who was married? You still are?
I am separated, and I have not... We haven't been together for years. I know, it's just complicated.
You had a hard time saying that one, huh?
Yeah. And when we met,
I'm just saying, with the situations you got going on, we can sit.
Right.
I'm just saying, we can sit here and look at the variations of what's going on with you and with him, and
the whole thing.
I'm just saying, there's two variables that need to be changed: the relationship he's in, and to finalize what you got to do too, as well, to clear up that energy as well, because that has not been really done to the point of cutting the cords and the attachments to those people. I feel like there's still some anger with yours, and the situation he's got going on is the idea of it. That's just a simple attachment. So those need to be taken care of too as well. Like, one thing you can do in these situations, you really can't do nothing for him. You really can't. The only thing you can do is take care of your situation and make yourself as clear as possible so when he is ready, there's nothing to stand in the way of this relationship going forward. Okay? And in the process of the whole thing that he ends up going in a different direction, you're still going to be happy with somebody. It's just the idea of realize what you need to let go of, clear out the past. Even the idea of some friends and family might have to go with that old pattern too as well. And then things will really bounce. I just feel like the idea of moving forward and just taking care of yourself and your life and what you need to get let go of will open a lot of doors for the two of you that you don't understand, that you don't need to do anything for him. You just need to do things for yourself. And man, am I tired after that one. Anyway, I'm just saying for everybody out there, really, really seriously, you guys should, when I sit and talk about readings, it's one of those things that, one thing I love doing is sitting down with people and really doing that one-on-one to the point where we do the whole thing. Because a lot of people sit and complain because they say, I take too long. I said, if you're thinking and you're focusing on just me taking too long, then you're missing half the messages that are actually coming across the freaking radio. So therefore, that's very important because we're all coming here because I say this. Everything and anything that crosses your path is something as an assign or reflection for you to understand more about yourself. So when we sit and look at the situation, what we're doing, those people are not paying attention to those reflections and those signs and those messages that are coming through. And like with you, I understand that you have a lot of questions about this and any other, but the one thing I see the most that could actually answer a lot of things for you is to understand what's going on that needs to be cleared out. First and foremost, is the ideal, clear the clutter. You have a situation, a relationship where there seems there's a lot of emotional clutter, not just from you, but some of the things that have been done. I keep getting done to you. I've seen a lot of verbal abuse. You And I feel like you were pretty bad too, but it's the ideal that's over with, but that's a part of the past as well. It needs to be
right.
Let go of. And the ideal I was saying before, with this part in this book where it says, today I send love to this world. And I give it freely, no matter who you are or what you've done, which is basically saying, it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done, when the idea of exes and things they've done to us and that kind of stuff, those things are done. They're over. They don't exist anymore. Nothing. But the idea of these situations, if you don't realize the gravity of ending these relationships, means they need to be finalized before we do anything with anybody else, because they add confusion, they add clutter to the relationships, and we want to be free and clear to come into the relationship as, you know, bagless as possible. And with this situation here, this is a relationship, marriage, and anger, and a lot of clutter, and just a lot of baggage all wrapped up in one, just on your side of the story. So therefore, it would help you understand that with that reflection coming back at him, it's definitely making him see a lot of things about himself too as well. And I think if you clear yours up, it'll motivate
right.
him to clear his up. He'll let go of his baggage, and you will too. But I just feel like you need to do it first. I think you're the one here I would look at as being more spiritual and knowing exactly what you need to do. It's just
right.
a person that just needs to follow through. Really, seriously, I'm you know, it's very important. Because in the case of, see, the one thing about twin flames you have to understand is I believe that soulmate situations have been created for one reason, is to help us learn about ourselves. So therefore, when we do meet our soulmate, our twin flame, then we're ready because of the things we've gone through to get to that point, which we've chosen to do. I don't think we really have to go through soulmate experiences and we would learn those lessons, but that's what we choose to do. Like dating. Dating is, to me, is just something that should be done between two people, not a person who does with like five or six different people or even two people. Or just the
right.
idea of going out. Well, we're just going out and dating, didn't do nothing. But see, that energy in itself, there's two people coming together with high energy. I mean, just think about this thing for a minute. Look at twin flames. The description of twin flames is this. God created an energy that was so bright and so powerful that it couldn't be contained in one body. So there we have a man and a woman. This energy is put in either one of those two. So this explains the attraction, why we're drawn to each other, because it's basically the same energy. And we feel like that's, it's not a missing piece of us, but it's a missing part of our lives. That doesn't make us whole. It's just two wholes looking for a way to become one. And that's why we look at relationships. When people come together, that energy actually combines and becomes one, because that's, see, when we sit and say this is a natural, being natural is being just that, being one, being of the same, and then actually taking it one step further, okay? And looking at the situations of the source it came from, which is also the most powerful loving light energy in itself too as well, and then realizing everybody else came from that too, so then you realize that it's just energy clear across the globe of people that we're connected to. But realizing that twin flames are only connected to each other. But when you bring those two together,